Oh, folks, it's that time again. Time to talk some sports here in the Delaware Valley. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm hoping that there's a good bit of people out there that were not with me. You were sleeping last night when we were talking about the Philadelphia 76ers. We had a little bit of chatter about the Flyers. Sixers were winners, 123-114 over the Sacramento Kings. They improved to 44-25 on the season. They jumped back into the third slot in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. Meanwhile, the Flyers were north of the border playing Toronto, hanging on for their playoff lives, and they fell short. They lost 7-6 to the Maple Leafs. It's also a week in review. You know, Saturday wraps up the week, and you say, well, what happened? You might have been working, and some of the stuff comes and goes. DeSean Jackson had his introductory, or reintroductory, I guess is a better way of saying it, press conference. And there was a lot of good thoughts that came from him. Now at 32 years old, joining the Eagles again. So we talked a little about that because he was also the bell ringer last night. And he set the stage for what I thought was probably as energetic a start from everybody's standpoint that the Sixers have had in quite some time. They also had a... Nobody was resting. Everybody was healthy. So it was the best performance of their starting five for sure. And I don't want to sell their bench short, but they were good as well. But anyhow, D-Jax was the one who got it started with ringing the bell, and everybody was on their feet at the Wells Fargo Center. Meanwhile, I keep looking at Twitter because I want to see if there's any news on Bryce Harper. They say it's not a big deal that he got nailed in the ankle yesterday, went down. There's no broken bones in there, but it certainly looked like it hurt big time. They're calling it a contusion. So I'll keep looking to see if we have an update on how long, if at all, because he was supposed to play today and tomorrow in spring training. That definitely looked in jeopardy when you saw that highlight of him getting hit. Villanova was a winner last night. Temple was not. St. Joe's was not. Penn is playing in the Ivy League tournament today. Their game begins at 12:30 against Harvard. Tomorrow is Selection Sunday. Yeah, it's just a great sports weekend. But you know what the best part of today is? It's JoJo's birthday. Joel Embiid turns 25 today. I just put out on Twitter one of my favorite pictures. I think it was from 2015. And I was sitting next to him, and it looks like I'm sticking my tongue out because I'm sitting next to him. But it's really not that. I was looking at somebody else, and somebody took the picture. But for his birthday, since it's my favorite picture, I put it out there. And I thought, oh, how appropriate. For his birthday, we can talk. Like, do you have a favorite? It can be one of two things. A favorite Embiid highlight? Because here's one of the things with JoJo, I don't think of highlights like that. Like, if you ask me about Allen Iverson, I know the crossover on Michael Jordan. I know the dunk where he, like, literally goes up against the Raptors and dunks the ball almost putting his hand on somebody's shoulder. I can picture that. I can picture when he has a game winner against the Wizards. Do you have a highlight that you can help me out with on JoJo? I mean, I can picture last night when he drove baseline and he had a reverse layup. And a previous play, he had a dunk coming down the middle of the paint. And I guess the one against the Cavs was pretty good two games ago. He misses his first shot. And then he gets the rebound with one hand, doesn't come down, and literally follow. The putback is a follow slam, so ferocious. So, or you can go the route of telling me a JoJo highlight. Or a tweet. Now, I could go deep into tweets of his that I think are outstanding. But he's 25 years old, and he's yours for the foreseeable future. Last night, Embiid, 21 points, 17 rebounds, 4 blocked shots. And when I say set the tone, he had 10 points, 6 rebounds in that first quarter. And I think it was him and Butler who, you know, the Sacramento Kings are not your father's Sacramento Kings. They are much improved. They are up and coming. They have some really nice young talent. And I thought defensively, they took their shooters out of it. They made Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox, they made it difficult for those guys. And while it wasn't a blowout by any stretch of the imagination, I thought the Sixers came ready to play. And I also like the fact that they are now a team that comes out of the locker room after halftime ready to go. They make adjustments, and they make that third quarter where they kind of separate themselves. And that was not the case in years past. I always thought the third quarter was their Achilles heel. And last night they shot 67% in that third quarter, outscored the Kings 37-31. So we're seeing a team that looks or appears to me to be getting themselves ready for the postseason. And that's what they've wanted to do for this entire 82-game regular season. There are 13 games remaining. They will play the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. It will be the Giannis versus Embiid show, though the peripheral players will absolutely impact what we see tomorrow. So the last go-around, which was back in October, Embiid had 30, Giannis had 32. And Giannis also had the victory. Embiid's team lost. We know the rosters are totally different now. Milwaukee's is pretty much the same, though they did add Mirotić. But the Sixers is totally different than what appeared in that October meeting. So what would we be expecting for tomorrow afternoon? 3:30 game from Milwaukee between the best in the East versus the current third seed. 610-632-0975. Join the conversation. I am D. Lynam. I am with you until noon today. I'll kick it off with Jimmy in Mount Holly. Jimmy, good morning, sir. How are you?
Jimmy, I am a mere minnow in the ocean, which is your life. So I call you for knowledge, insight, and maybe help with forecasting basketball games. Now, before I get to the game tomorrow, I mean, I was pleased as punch. If you remember a couple of nights ago on your show, I forecasted this. I said, we're going to take this team. We're going to tune up for Milwaukee. I love the fact that Jimmy played good defense. And, I mean, we're ready to rock in there. Now, I don't like their chances against Milwaukee and Milwaukee on national TV, because I think I told you before, I think the Bucks are going to be the team holding up the trophy at the very end. Did I handicap this right, or would you like to educate me as you often do, or as you always do when I listen to your show?
What, that I think they're going to lose to Milwaukee? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, see, you're one of these people. By the way, I got to say this before I forget. I spoke to Devon the other night, and I suggested to upper management that when the Sixers start the playoffs, we have a post-game show with Devon, Bob Cooney, and yourself. And the way we left it was, I think that's going to happen. I sure hope so, because you got the three best basketball minds by far on this station. I mean, and that's the only way to really treat the fans for what they deserve. So let's just hope that takes place. Now, do you think that they're going to beat Milwaukee? I mean, you're a great analyst, and you're also a fan, and you can separate the two. I've noticed that. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday?
Well, I'm going to tell you two things. One, that the thing that about Milwaukee that I think people undersell is that they are very good defensively. And they hold opponents to the lowest field goal percentage in the NBA. So, for instance, yesterday the Sixers were able to shoot 51% from the floor. I don't think that's going to happen when you march into Milwaukee. The first go-around, Embiid got his points, 30. Giannis got 32. Okay, let's wipe them out. Who Who now? If I see the Jimmy Butler that was on display last night, if I see a starting five that distributes their field goal attempts in the manner that they did last night against the Kings, I like their chances a lot. But I think that Milwaukee will have some say in dictating if that is possible.
Yeah, see, Dana, that's all sensible as always. The only thing I see in this is that the Sixers are not the same team on the road. I mean, let's just
I would agree with that. No, that's totally true. And I would say while they have improved on the road, Jimmy, they are not one of the better in terms of the upper echelon, and I consider them that. They are not one of the better road teams.
Yeah, I mean, let's just hope I'm wrong. Now, if I put that mythical gun to your head and you had to bet money, I mean, would you take the Bucks or the Sixers? I mean, no one's going to hold it against you if you say Milwaukee because, you know, we just know what you're all about, a great analyst, a fan, but an analyst first when you're on these kind of shows. I mean,
I have no idea what the line is on it, but if I'm just going straight up, I'm saying Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think so, too, unfortunately. I mean, it's probably going to be 4.5 or 5, and I think they'll cover that. Naturally, I mean, both of us want to be wrong as fans. So before Charles in the Northeast calls in and starts calling me all, like, profane names, I want the Sixers to win by 50 points. I just don't think they're going to win the game. And I'll be more than happy to call back when they win, if they do, and just eat that offense and crow.
Jimmy, guess what? When you bring up the 50 points, I could not believe this. When I looked at the stat sheet from the first go-around, the Milwaukee Bucks scored 49 points in the second quarter of that last meeting, the only meeting between these two this year. 49 points in that second quarter. Now, I think defensively, they're not going to allow that. I think the Sixers are playing better defensively right now, but that's a huge number.
Yeah, Jenny, one thing we do have in common, and it's by coincidence, because I, like, pale when it comes to basketball knowledge to you, I am a Brett Brown supporter. Now, to me, I mean, it's grossly unfair to judge this guy and want him fired. I mean, let's see where the playoffs shake out. In other words, I mean, if he doesn't achieve, in my definition of
achieving, then everything's on the table.
Yeah, right. I mean, if he gets to the Eastern Conference Final, loses to Milwaukee, which I think is going to happen, but doesn't get out-coached, I mean, that's good enough for me. That's progress. I mean, to me, that's all I'm asking for. I like this coach, and I may love him one day.
I totally agree with you. By the way, just for people at home, the reason when I say Milwaukee is they do have the best home record in the Eastern Conference. They've only lost 5 times on their home floor. And over the last 10 games, for them, it's moderate, but they're 7-3.
Yeah, you know, dude, I mean, when they acquired Mirotić, and then I think I mentioned to you on a previous conversation about Pau Gasol, I mean, I just think that they got everything they needed. I love the way they're being coached. And, I mean, I'm not the analyst, so I mean, I could be talking drivel
here. They're a very, very good team. I mean, you see it. The eye test is telling you everything you need to know.
And would you agree, before you let me go, because that's how this thing works, I mean, right now at this microsecond, Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best player on planet Earth. I'm not talking about career accomplishments, resumes, and stuff like that. As we speak on the D-Lineham show Saturday morning, Giannis is the best player on the planet right now.
But I don't think he's going to win the MVP.
And who do you think?
Let me think about who I think. I think Harden has a really good chance just because I think people can't ignore his numbers. Is part of it. Giannis is definitely in the conversation, but I'm not sure people are willing to do it.
Yeah, D, right now, being that you mentioned James Harden, that's my finals matchup. I think the Bucks are going to beat Houston in the finals, and we'll stay tuned. I mean, we'll be talking.
Can you imagine if it is the Bucks in Houston? The NBA will be beside themselves if that is the finals matchup.
Yeah, see, that'll knock all the paranoia about how all of this is fixed. It isn't. I mean, it's going to be very exciting. And before you let me go, again, I really hope that Eric Johnson does what I talked about, that we get you, Bob, and Devon Givens doing pregame shows for every Sixers home game. I mean, to me, if you want to treat your customers, which what we are, then you give us the best that you have available. That's the three of you.
Well, I do know we're on Wednesday before the Celtics game at the center this coming Wednesday. So there you go, Jimmy. Tune in for that.
Oh, you know I'm doing that. And thanks for taking my call, D, and have a beautiful day.
Have a great Saturday, Jimmy. I appreciate it all the time. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's see. I was looking at something about the Bucks. By the way, the Sixers and the Pacers actually have identical records for that third seed in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. The Pacers surprised the other night, in my opinion, surprised a little bit, because they beat the Thunder. Tonight, their challenge is even greater because they will be playing in Denver. And the Nuggets, man, they're good. And Jokic the other night, he had a game winner. Oh, my God. I'd be not giving him his due when I say it was a floater with total contact in the paint at the buzzer. The guy's unbelievable. The Pacers will be playing the Nuggets in Denver. Nuggets are the 2 seed. In the West, and I think they are unbelievable at home. Yeah, they're 29-6 at home. So the Pacers on the road. The Pacers actually are a really pretty good road team, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, not as good as I thought. 17-16. Sixers, by the way, going into Milwaukee. They're a 500 team on the road. That's who they've been. They have a chance to really make some hay on the road now because they only have 3 home games remaining, and the rest are on the road as they close this season out. It's completely opposite than a year ago when they had a whole lot of home games. I would say the schedule is equally maybe as weak as last year. But remember, they went into the postseason last year on a 16-game winning streak. That'd be kind of cool if they had a 13-game winning streak. No, actually, they've already won 2. So if they won out, they'd have a 15-game winning streak. Well, we'll see. It'll start with the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday. Sixers going into Milwaukee, having won 2 in a row. Milwaukee's won 2 in a row. Milwaukee, as I mentioned, very good at home, very good defensively. They beat the Miami Heat last night. They were down 20 in the second quarter, and they came back and won 113-98. All right, but I need some JoJo. We got to give the guy a little bit of love on his birthday here. 25 years old. Maybe instead of us giving him a gift, he was the gift in 2014 when the Sixers were able to get him with the number 3 overall pick because he slipped. He slipped from number 1 down to the Sixers position because he got, you know, he was having surgery, and his Kansas year ended with him being injured. And so Cleveland passed on him. They took Wiggins. Milwaukee passed on him. They took Parker, and there he was sitting for the Philadelphia 76. Really, when you think about that, that is a gift.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Oh, we're trusting that process, Joel. We are trusting that process. Let's take a look at JoJo's numbers this year. I know he's up there in terms of top in rebounding, top in block shots. Yesterday actually was his 50th double-double of the season. The last guy to have 50 for the Sixers was Charles Barkley. I mean, to me, I feel like the double-double that he gives you, it's an almost automatic, right? Isn't it? A lot of times he has the double-double before halftime. Last night he had 10-6 in the first quarter. Well, from a scoring standpoint, our good friend Joel Embiid is 6th in the league in scoring, 27.1 points per game. He's going to be 1st in double-doubles. Let's see block shots. Last night he had 4 block shots. Now I know there's some good shot blockers out there. And actually, I don't even care that Joel is not like tops in the league in shot blocking. He's actually 7th because his defense and his defensive IQ is so good. And then the block shots are kind of like icing on the cake. But he's under just a hair under 2 at 1.98. So we have him 6th in scoring, 7th in block shots. I'm going to guess he's 3, let's say, in rebounding. Let's see what my guess is. Joel Embiid, he's 2. He's 2nd to Andre Drummond, who, by the way, he's 2nd to Drummond, averaging 13.6 rebounds per game. Drummond, 15.3. If the playoffs were to start today, it would be an Embiid versus Drummond matchup in the middle. It would be a Sixers versus Pistons 7-game series. I like the chances of that. I actually think, with the exception of the Celtics for the first round, and the only reason I have to say the exception is because I can't ignore that they have not beaten the Celtics this year. But any other matchup, whether it's Detroit or Brooklyn, I can't see them having the firepower to be able to beat the Sixers in a 7-game series. It just doesn't seem, I think, and certainly when I see the Sixers the way they played yesterday. Now, if you go back to the Cleveland game, maybe you get a little disappointed because that's a team you say that they should have manhandled at home. And that was not the case. And it took them, you know, they gave up 35 points in the second. They gave up 30 points in the third. Then they decide to, you know, buckle down and come with defense in the fourth quarter. But in a 7-game series, when you start to know the opponent as the series goes on, I just think that the Sixers' firepower, it's good. That starting five, it is so legit. And I think they have a desire. I think they actually enjoy playing with one another. I don't see anybody that looks like, well, why don't I get more shots? And for argument's sake, the shot distribution last night, 14 field goal attempts for Butler, 16 for Harris, 19 for Joel, 12 apiece for Redick and Simmons. I mean, that is as good as it gets. And I would say, if you could build and have this group play like they played yesterday, all x-rays on Harper's ankle came back negative. He's day to day. All right. I wouldn't play him the rest of the spring personally. Because, let's see, the 28th is opening day. Today is the 16th. Yeah. I mean, you're closing in on just give him his rest and let that ankle feel good for opening day. And some may say, well, you know, he needs his at-bats. Not that bad. But that's good news that it's negative and day-to-day. When you did see that happen to Harper, though, typical of, I think I was listening to, I'm a closet country fan, but now I guess I'm out of the closet. And even they were like, really? That's so Philadelphia. Nothing good ever lasts long enough, right? But the good news is it was not a broken ankle. It is day-to-day, and x-rays were negative. So as bad as it looked in the moment, the big picture says Bryce is just fine. 610-632-0975. Sixers play tomorrow. Flyers, you know, it's an idle day, with the exception of college basketball. Think about it. Tomorrow's Selection Sunday. Villanova played themselves again into the Big East Championship today. I don't think that they have the kind of run they had last year in them. But you know what? Stranger things have happened. And by the way, that Duke-North Carolina game last night, woof! That was exciting basketball to watch. Seriously. And this guy Zion, This guy is a baller. Oh, my goodness. Guy can play. Can you imagine? They so badly want Duke in that Final Four because the longer he stays playing in the tournament, people will just be, keep talking, talking, talking. We'll see what happens. 610-632-0975. It's Joel Embiid's birthday. Give me a highlight that is so JoJo that you'll never forget, or a tweet that you say, this guy, man, he so gets it socially. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic's Bracket Challenge is back. A perfect bracket could win you
$1 million.
The top points winner wins a five-night vacation at Icona Resorts Beachfront Hotels down the shore in Avalon, Diamond Beach, or Cape May. Registration is now open. Go to 975thefanatic.com and register now. Fanatic Bracket Challenge is presented by TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you tired of dealing with those old, inefficient windows in your house? Well, maybe it's time to go Gaida. How about that drafty, beat-up-looking entry door you've painted over more times than you can count? Go Gaida. Need added protection from the elements with a new storm door? Go Gaida. And what about that sliding patio door or garage door you've been meaning to replace? Go Gaida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. And to help you get your project started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors, and they're going to allow you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay it off interest-free. That's right, 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. This offer for a limited time only, so what are you waiting for? It's finally time that you go Gaida. Call today and schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or check them out online at GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Credit for well-qualified class, $89.87 to its center. Total payments, $19.23. Tax plus $144.fee addition. For more, 1-800-BARBERA.com.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive, because Barbera cares.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer ends 3/17/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get $1 off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings, they're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Hey, guys. If your sex life is less than it used to be, relax. Because you're not doing anything wrong. And guess what? It's normal. Men's bodies just change over time. But now the change in your sex life is reversible. And it's proven. Forge Medical Group's board-certified medical director and team use a treatment called acoustic wave therapy to get men like you amazing results. Without pills. Without needles. Without surgery. Yep, you heard that part right. It's a natural solution to a natural problem that works for the majority of men. We've helped hundreds of men recover their sex lives. Guaranteed. And you can be next. Don't let the failures of Viagra and Cialis stop you. You're not alone, and Forge Medical can put you back in the game. Call now, because appointments fill up fast. Call 610-632-8181. That's 610-632-8181. Call 610-632-8181. And don't settle for life without sex.
Sports Talk, Brexton and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Here's a nice feed to Harris, but he goes back to the corner, shoots it from there, around it up. And Bede with a rebound slam. Boy, if Bede's got a spring tonight, he just looks really superb. Great timing, perfect execution, two-hand slam on the putback, and it's 19-10.
19-10 grew to be 123-114 in favor of the home team. That offensive putback that Tom McGinnis talked of was only one of two offensive rebounds that Joel Embiid had. He had 17 boards to go with his 21 points. He was 9 of 19 from the floor. Got to the foul line just for four attempts, made three of them. But his energy, he set the tone, in my opinion, along with Jimmy Butler. So they got the necessary win that put them back in the third spot in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. They also played what I would consider their best game as this group has been together since the trade deadline, which was in early February, and everybody was healthy. I liked the substitutions. I thought the bench was used appropriately, if that's... That sounds right. Mike Scott played the most minutes of any of the reserves at 23, James Ennis 19, and then you had TJ and Boban each getting 12 minutes. Boban was, he's a favorite of mine, not just because of the way he plays, the way he carries himself, but in his 12 minutes, he had 12 points. He got to the line for 5 free throw attempts. He had 7 boards, and he makes his free throws. He was 4-5 at the line. I really like Boban. He's legit. We go to Jeremy in New Jersey. Jeremy, thank you for calling the Fanatic. How are you today? Jeremy, are you with us? 1, 2. All right. Let's go to Chris. Let's see. See if Jeremy's on hold. We'll go to Chris in Plymouth Meeting.
Hey, G. How are you doing this
morning? I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. So you asked, for a memory of Joel. And for me, the thing that's most special about him is his joy.
That's true. That's a very good point. He loves the engagement with the crowd as much as he looks like he enjoys playing basketball.
And even with the opposing players.
That's true, too. Yep.
He just wants to play. And so it's not even a basketball moment. It's when he tried that bicycle kick in Africa.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Right. I mean, it was a total fail, but it was so iconically Joel.
That is. That's a good one. I should find that and put that out on Twitter, because for people who didn't see it, that is so worthy. That was a great one.
So
I also think, Chris, because of his size, that it looked even more spectacular. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, if I try that, it doesn't look the same, but because he's 7'1" or whatever he is, it looks totally, and he's playing against just like regular kids.
Yep. Well, yeah. There's no way a guy who's 7'1" should be able to do the things he does.
That is true. He is so gifted athletically.
Yep.
Oh, my God. When he, his defensive play last night, when they needed that block, he's at the top of the key. And I don't know who was getting beat baseline. But when he goes from the top of the key in basically a sprint to block that shot late in the game, it really was. It says to you, one, I said, really, his defensive IQ should get more kudos than it does.
Oh, yeah. And you mentioned, you know, he's up there and block shots, but not at the top. And partly it's because guys now know not to go up against him. So his blocks come on those opportunistic ones.
Sure.
When he chases them down and gets them from behind on a breakaway or like last night's block.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And really similar to how hockey has like the second assist,
mm-hmm.
you should have some kind of block shot where intimidation, meaning yep. or change, you know, how you change shots. Yep. And I know teams keep it, but you can't. Physically, I can't look that up as a category.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right. It would be neat to see what his number is there. But one of the reasons I'm optimistic about the Sixers team in the postseason is because all five starters are going to play more minutes, and they are just showing that when those five are on the floor, they're the best starting five in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, obviously people would probably argue that Golden State would be right there with them, but I would agree because I don't think Golden State has a center anywhere near of what Joel Embiid is. So I'll go with you. I'd say this is better.
And the total length that the Sixers have, it just gives Golden State matchup problems.
Sure.
So the one fun thing is with Boban out there, you know, one of the things that Embiid does is he puts the other team's big guys in foul trouble. And now if Boban can also be a threat when Embiid takes his minutes off, it's just other teams just are not going to have an answer for what to do with their big guys.
I agree. And that should have been a category for Boban yesterday, how many shots he changed in his 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's one. I want to disagree with you on one thing, though.
Let me hear.
Harper should be out there as soon as he's okay. This isn't a muscle pull. This isn't a tweak. This is a bruise. Once he's not limping, he should be out there, and he does need some live at bats.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't have enough at-bats at this point. I would agree. Yeah, I guess it pains me when I saw it because it just looks sure. so nasty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the other thing to recognize is the Phillies did not build themselves for 1 year.
Built themselves for the foreseeable future.
Right, and it's not just Harper. I mean, Segura, Realmuto, McCutcheon, all the new guys they got are for more than a year, which means that while we want them to perform this year, it's not this year or bust.
Right. No, I hear you on that. I mean, I think people are looking and saying they want them to win the division.
You know what? I'll take postseason.
Yeah, you got to get to the postseason. I mean,
wild card is okay, but I want them to make the postseason. But I guess the point is, I don't want to put Harper in bubble wrap because
if he gets hurt,
the season's over.
No, I wasn't saying if I made it sound like bubble wrap. I'm just saying that. Even though it's just a bruise, that to me looks so nasty that I for instance, high ankle sprains, right? People don't realize that they are worse than a regular ankle sprain. And there are so many other injuries you'd rather have than the high ankle sprain. And last night, when you saw how quickly he went down, it just looked nasty to me.
And that's fair enough. I just think the bruise is different than the.
Yeah, you're probably right because you pointed it out that it's not has nothing to do with your muscle, your tendons, and those are all the things that would keep somebody out or you don't want them to do further damage. Bruise is different.
Right. So this last 2 weeks of March, between March Madness, the Sixers playing for their playoff spot, and the Phillies getting to opening day. One of the best times of the sports year.
It really is. And the NCAA tournament to me is always a blast. I'll pay attention to that for sure.
Yep. Yeah, we watch teams that I don't pay attention to during the year. I'm rooting for like crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Chris, have a great weekend.
Hey, D, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? I liked his Embiid. It's how much he enjoys, or his just his love of people, his passion for, you know, just engaging with people, whether it's fans, teammates, opponents. He makes it all worth watching, and it's good to watch. In case you were wondering, if you just are hearing us, Joel Embiid turns 25 today. March 16th is his birthday. So we were asking for, you know, I can picture highlights of an Allen Iverson. I don't know that we have a signature play yet of Joel Embiid. Maybe we do, and I'm just not remembering it. So I can picture things he did last night in the game. I can picture a follow dunk against Cleveland when they really needed it in the fourth the other night. But if you have a highlight that is, you know, so JoJo for you, please share. And the other is if you have a tweet, because he's had so many great ones since he came to Philadelphia. He's just an expert, I call him, at using social media in such a way that is both entertaining for us, and it comes across as if it is entertaining for him as well. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you until noon here on the Fanatic. Thoughts on JoJo? Sixers, Milwaukee. That is the afternoon game tomorrow. It's a big one. Milwaukee is the best in the Eastern Conference. It's the second time the two are meeting this year, but the first time was way, way back in October. So this is different. What are you expecting out of Joel, his teammates, and who will have the better stat line between Joel and Giannis? It's not like it's a mano a mano, but it is fun too, because these guys put up monster numbers. I'll share with you on the other side what they did the last go around. 610-632-0975. Hop on and join the conversation here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Rebound right hand jam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
13 games remain in the regular season, and the NBA's top team is up next. Sixers, Bucks, tomorrow at 3:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Stop before you consider an import. Armin Chevrolet asks you to think.
Chevrolet is the most awarded car company of the past several years, and Armin Chevrolet's reputation for customer service is outstanding. So Armin Chevrolet asks, why wouldn't you consider a new Armin Chevrolet? This month, lease a fun and peppy 2019 Armin Chevrolet Trax for only $139 per month. That's right, only $139 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Trax. Want even more? Lease a 2019 Armin Chevrolet Equinox for only $179 per month. That's right, only $179 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Just arrived, the incredibly stylish all-new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer, starting at only $29,995. The beautiful restyled Blazer is truly impressive. Visit Armin Chevrolet today or go to shoparmin.com 24/7. Chevrolet, find new roads. Tax, tags, and licensing costs are additional. Lease payments are for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Requires $14.95 down payment. First payment due at signing. Lease conquest proof bank acquisition fee and AOA one tier bank approval required. Offers expire 4/1/2019.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic. And it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
The fundamentals of human nature do not change. Yet our ability to change our attitude, behavior, and how we impact the world is tremendous. Dale Carnegie has empowered thousands of organizations and millions of individuals to take command of their businesses, their careers, their futures, by helping people from all walks of life become fearless. Whether they're starting out or stepping up, learning to lead or heading up a team, Dale Carnegie will sharpen their inner voice so they can use it with confidence to get the most out of their life and their work. Their programs show people how to communicate in a way that draws others in, so they can form closer, more rewarding relationships in their personal and professional lives. As they gain greater influence with the people around them, they'll come face-to-face with more opportunities to make meaningful contributions in the places that matter most. Take command today. Visit at philadelphia.dalecarnegie.com for a list of courses, events, ebooks, and white papers. Endless options, unlimited opportunity. philadelphia.dalecarnegie.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Find out where the Dietzen Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietzen Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com. Philadelphia. The greatest sports city in the world. You're listening to the home of the Sixers, Flyers, and the best sports talk radio on the planet. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
Bogdanović on a drive. Simmons cuts him off. Spins down low. Calling Stein. It's blocked by Embiid. What a recovery. He was defending out top, and he runs down and blocks Calling Stein. Now Joel with it to Redick. Around the arc. Three-point shot by J.J. It's good. Huge sequence. Embiid with a block and Redick with a trade. And the Sixers go up by 7.
The Sixers went up by 7, went on to win by 9, 123-114. I am watching Joel Embiid highlights on the TV screen in the background. He had 10 points in that first quarter. He was so dominant, driving baseline, grabbing boards, blocking shots. Oh, wow, that was a pretty Bobby to Toby. I like when Matt Court says that when you're in the arena, Bobby to Toby. Anyhow, it is Joel Embiid's birthday. He is a Pisces. That just occurred to me because I'm a Pisces. I'm the first day. He's near the end now. Anyhow, he is a Pisces. He is 25 years old. He has provided this city with some tremendous basketball in his short time. And I think most of us think that we have a great future of watching Joel Embiid lead this team to great things. And we hope it starts in the postseason, which is 13 games away. I, for one, am really looking forward to seeing what tomorrow brings, because having this group, which yesterday to me was the best of this group as a whole, what they look like as one unit, including the coaching staff, because I thought the substitutions were the best that I've seen since they acquired these new guys. I really like the rotations. I like the shot distribution. I like the sharing of the ball, which equaled 28 assists, only 11 turnovers. That's big time. They got to the line for 27 free throws, made 24 of them. I mean, there were so many numbers on the stat sheet that were really well done. And we'll see how I like that they could do that yesterday. Take that good game into Milwaukee tomorrow, where they will be playing the best in the Eastern Conference, who has only lost five times on their home floor. We go to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, thanks for calling the Fanatic. How are you on this Saturday?
Morning, D. I'm on my way to ref some basketball games myself, actually. And I always listen to you on Saturday morning.
Wait, you're playing basketball?
I officiate.
Officiate. I'm sorry, I missed that part. Ref. Got it. Because my youngest son is playing in a playoff game today.
Okay. Yeah, I have an AAU tournament. I'm here pressure a competitive edge.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you do an AAU tournament, how many games do you have to ref in a... I mean, because they play so many in one day, right?
You might do like 3 in the morning, and then you'll have a break, and then like maybe 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of basketball. That's also a lot of getting up and down there, Anthony.
It helps keep me young, I'll say that.
Yeah, that would be for sure.
So I called in because I wanted to say, for me, like Joel's signature play or moment.
Yeah, let me hear.
I would have to say his very first game. His very first career points, if I remember correctly, was like a turnaround dream shake on
really?
Adam.
He did the shake on his first. I'm going to go look on YouTube.
On YouTube, Joel Embiid's first career buckets. He did a turnaround elbow dream shake on Steven Adams.
Wow.
Followed it at the other end with a block on Russell Westbrook. And I can't speak for the city, but I was head over heels from that moment on.
Wait a minute. Like, so if he had the block on Russell on that, like that was the sequence, that's when the love-hate of he and Westbrook's
right
probably
away,
started.
His first game in the NBA.
Had to start there. Absolutely.
That's right where it began. So his first bucket was a turnaround at the elbow, semi-dream shake. And then at the other end, Westbrook drives and Embiid blocks it. Place goes nuts. I mean, if you remember, like the atmosphere in that first 31 couple of games
that he played,
people knew right then and there the process as a whole paid off.
Oh gosh, yes.
And
in fairness, I can see why people were starting to doubt it, because the guy hadn't played in 2 years.
It was a 2-year wait,
yep.
And then he gets on the court, and the first move he does is a move that no one does since Akeem, and Akeem has given lessons to Kobe, to Dwight Howard, to every big man under the sun. Nobody can get the dream shake down like Akeem. And B does it with just watching Akeem. I don't know if he's actually worked with him.
You know what? I have asked him that. I don't believe he ever has. I do know this. And it sounds so old school at this point, but he had VHS tapes of Houston Rocket games that he would study of Olajuwon's games, and that's where, and he would mimic it from there.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the one thing about Joel. I think he's a very fast learner, and with guys that start late, like I don't think he started playing until whatever, 15, 16, he was playing volleyball.
Absolutely. Yep.
He's just scratching the surface. Like everyone thinks he's at his peak. I just think he's
I would say you're probably accurate. He turns 25 today. I bet you he's only been playing basketball for I'm watching the from the top of the key, you're right. He does He does, and he does the half spin too.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
And as you continue to watch it, the very next fight down, he blocks Westbrook, plays to Rubs. I think Joe Henderson takes off with the ball. But for me, I knew right then and there his first game. I was like, wow.
He does. He says, get that out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, for me, that was his signature moment. There will likely be many more to come, I hope. But, I mean, for me, that was it. The last time I called, we spoke, it was 19 games left. I told you I wanted them to go 13-6.
13-6. And where are we? Let's see, they were 19, so we're 6 into it. They've won 2 in a row.
Yeah, to get to 53. It's kind of weird the way it's playing out, D, is like it's basically a 3-man tournament between us, Milwaukee, and Boston. And the winner gets a 3 seed. The losers have to play each other in the first round.
Wait a minute. How are you seeing this? Milwaukee's not in it.
I'm not Milwaukee. I'm sorry.
No, you mean Indiana, Boston, and the Sixers.
And Philly,
yeah.
So it's like,
no,
it's a
definitely
14 game, you know, and that's the winner gets 3 seed.
Absolutely.
The losers have to play each other.
You're right. The winner gets the 3. I like that. Yeah. I said last night, I don't think they'll stay in the 3 seed permanently from here on out. I think they will fall out one more time, but I do think they will have the 3 seed on the last day.
Indiana has a very tough schedule.
Really tough. But I would have thought they would have lost to the Thunder the other night, and they didn't. I think they have a really tough game tonight because they're playing in Denver.
I don't know how they're doing it. Like, I got to give credit to Nate McMillan.
I agree. Give credit to him and give credit to that group because they haven't blinked an eye since Oladipo went down, and that was a while ago.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Like, I don't know. Like, would you say Thad Young is their best player right now? Bogdanovich is the leading scorer, but they're just making it work.
They are. Anthony, good luck with your refereeing today.
Thanks, Dee. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. How about it? Oh, you got to go see. Now I'll forever know the first bucket by Joel Embiid. I would not, if Anthony hadn't pointed it out, I didn't know he had a Hakeem shake like he did, and I did not know that was his first bucket. I also didn't know he had the block shot on Westbrook, so all that combined now will be my impression of, if I have to think of an Embiid moment, that will be it. 610-632-0975. Tony, Rich, I'm coming right back to you on the other side. We'll talk more Embiid. Happy birthday, JoJo. Happy 25th. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Every kid deserves to play baseball. So Beasley Media Group Philadelphia and your local Xfinity store ask you to give the gift of baseball to deserving local kids and leagues in need. Donate new or used gloves, bats, and balls that the Pitch In for Baseball and Softball organization will distribute. Drop off gear at these Xfinity store locations: City Line, Walnut Street, Columbus Boulevard, King of Prussia, Havertown, Roosevelt Mall. Deadline is Sunday, March 31st. Details at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, baseball.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. All vehicles are pre-owned. Call 1-800-KERBAG for full details.
Frank Kerbeck's March Sport Utility Markdown is on now. Over 75 Cadillacs and Mercedes-Benz SUVs reduced. 2015 Cadillac SRX, just $19,990. 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 all-wheel drive SUV, only $24,990. 2017 Cadillac XT5 SUV, just $27,990. $9.90 at FC Kerbeck. Just $1.99 delivers. Cadillac SRX, XT5, Escalade, Mercedes-Benz GLA, GLE, and GLC reduced. All with FC Kerbeck's money-back guarantee. Cadillac SRX, $19,990. 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 all-wheel drive SUV, only $24,990. 2017 Cadillac XT5 SUV, $27,990. Frank Kerbeck's March Sport Utility Markdown. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year.
Start your night right and arrive early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yuengling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
Switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a two-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
With warmer weather just around the corner, there's no better time to tackle that next job. And at AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. Your check engine light may indicate a variety of issues, from a loose gas cap to a bad catalytic converter. No matter the problem, our free Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely cause, saving you time and money down the road. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sure, it looks like your everyday trip to the grocery store. Bread, cheese, milk. But today feels different. And it's not just the smooth jazz pumping through the aisles. Today, you're using your new Citi Rewards Plus card. It's the only card that rounds your points up to the nearest 10 on every purchase. You also earn double the points at supermarkets and gas stations for the first $6,000 per year. So you can earn big points, even on the little things. Introducing the Citi Rewards Plus card, designed to make the everyday more rewarding.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Oh, yeah!
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5 The Fanatic. WPN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Sabonis backing, turning, no room to grow. And Covington blocks the shot. Sarge held him off, and Covington with the block. Here comes Gerald Henderson, zigzagging with the dribble. Kick out Joe, and B with an up fake. He thought about a three, spins at the foul line, fades, fires, 16-footer is good. Joel Embiid rocks another jumper, and the Sixers lead 10-2. Embiid with his first field goal of the game. Here comes Westbrook. Westbrook into the lane. Hanging, Embiid blocks his shot. Get that thing out of there, Westbrook. What a play by Joel Embiid.
Happy birthday to you, JoJo. So that was the beginning of his career, and here we are. What did I say? He was sixth in the league in scoring. He is second in rebounding, seventh in block shots. Certainly a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. And more importantly, I just like that the way... I can tell in these last couple of games that he so understands maybe his most important fingerprints on the game are coming in the closing minutes when they need a defensive stop. and he's delivering. He's done it three times. We go to Rich in Arkansas, who has an Embiid thought. Rich, good morning. How are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hi, B. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
My Embiid moment, first of all, let me say this. I'm more of a Ben Simmons guy. I have a man crush on me. It's a little weird, but I'm working on that.
No, that's fine. Wait, when you say you're more of a Ben Simmons guy, you would say of the two, he is what?
I find Ben Simmons fascinating because I can't believe a person who's actually in the league who can't shoot is still playing that well. It drives me crazy at one moment, but I love him at the same time. It's just weird.
Actually, no, you're right. There is a fascination to that. I mean, this guy. Last night he gets 18 points. Obviously, for me, and I think for a lot of people, I want to see how that translates in the postseason this year because we know what it looked like last year. Yeah.
Yeah, Boston did the number.
Yep.
My Embiid moment was out in L.A., I think it was his second year, and he just crushed him. And he looked like a man amongst boys. He was pretty much laughing at him about the fourth quarter.
Against the Clippers or the Lakers?
Oh, well, wow, you're all right. The night before he crushed us, played me, a matter of fact, just in L.A.
Oh, all right.
But I'm talking about the Lakers specifically. It was almost like he was laughing at him, like he was playing against high school kids. He's so dominant, and it's like, I really believe in my heart that Philadelphia, at its core, is a basketball city, or at least it can be. And with these two young men, if they can stay together, just don't let the Eagles get around. For at least another decade, we'll have great basketball, which we've been having a long time. So I'm so excited, and I really think they have a chance to do something this year. I don't think they're going to win it all, but they definitely can get close to the finals, and we'll see from there. But I love your show, and I love listening to you on Saturday, and I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate it, Rich. Have a great Saturday. He is spot on that the two of them together, and actually there was a recent interview where they talked about being together, Joel and Ben, and doing great things here in the city of Philadelphia. And I loved that because I think some people look at Ben and think that he, has his eyes are on Hollywood. And first of all, that he's going to take the max contract that the Sixers offer him, I think is an absolute and a no-brainer. I also think that he and Embiid both, you can have great talents, but they also do really want to win. And I think you can tell that in the comments that they make after games. I think that even though when I think of Ben and he doesn't have the jump shot yet, but his game has absolutely improved from a year ago. And I actually give a lot of credit to Jimmy Butler because I think Jimmy Butler has challenged him on a defensive end, on an end of saying, go post a guy. Yeah, I mean, you can make these small guards pay. And I think he was so wanting the world to know that he is a point guard a year ago that going down to that low block was kind of given in. And I don't think he does that now. I think he understands there are many ways that he can make the opponent pay. And some of that is him in the open floor. Some of that is him going posting a smaller guard. Some of that is putting up a foul line jumper, even if it doesn't fall, because it makes the defender be more honest. It's him shooting with his right hand as much as his left hand when he's down low. There's just a lot to it, and I would agree with Rich that the Embiid-Simmons combo is going to make for a lot of great basketball in this city for many years to come, and I hope it starts with this postseason. I really do. We go to Josh in Audubon. Josh, how are you today? Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Great. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I got two Embiid moments. The one that comes to mind is just his first bucket as a pro. The anticipation of him finally coming back. He gets the ball in the elbow. Everybody's standing up. He does his little dream shake turnaround, and we haven't looked back since. It's really exciting.
It is. I did not remember it, but you described it perfectly because I just watched it on YouTube.
Right, and the second bucket was actually the home opener this year, and I was lucky enough to finally get down to the pretty close to the court. I had tickets like eight rows up on the risers behind the net there. And on a full sprint on a full sprint, he was able to Euro step. And to see a guy that big, that close, do that with such ease and finesse and skill just wowed me.
So, wait, a full sprint that he, and did he have the ball in his hand or he caught it on the fly?
He was trailing the play.
So he did trail. Okay.
I think it was Ben who gave him the ball maybe two steps outside of the three-point line, never broke stride, took one dribble, was cut off. I thought he was going to bower over the guy. I forget who it was in the Bulls. And he just, like, so lightly and so finesse and so beautifully just boop, boop, and laid it in with the softest touch. I'm like, holy smoke, how can a guy that big do that? That one's always in my mind.
I think you bring up a good point, though, because he plays like he's a guard, but his right. body is, you know, I don't want to get run over by him, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's probably a good business decision to get out of his way, or at least let him Euro step you.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm excited for the team. I'm excited for tomorrow's matchup. You know, I remember watching, it seems like forever since the last time we played them, and like you alluded to earlier, it's two totally different teams.
Yeah, that's why tomorrow's important, because it says more about the Sixers for me playing against good teams. It will say more about that. We've seen them play against the Warriors. I guess that's the really fairness that I can make a correlation between what I hope tomorrow will be. But this is important because it's an Eastern Conference foe. You've got to probably think that you're going to go through them if you're coming out of the East. And so I just want to see what the matchup looks like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's no doubt. I think you're going to have to go through them. I don't see Milwaukee losing.
I don't
Obviously
either.
Not the first round, I don't see them losing in the second round either. Even if they see Boston, I think they're still a little bitter about that 7-game series last year in the first round with them. So I think they're going to get a little return the favor there this year. And listen, I hope that we get that far. I hope that we do see them, because that means we're in the Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. All right, have a good one.
Josh, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, and thanks for calling the Fanatic. Is it true that the Sixers opened up? Yeah, I guess it was. I see what Josh. They opened up on the road against Boston. Then he is correct. They were at home against the Bulls. They still see the Bulls again, I think twice, if I'm not mistaken. And they owe them. That was a win. But how about the way that one ended not that long ago on the road? That was horrible. No pun intended on the horrible. Yes, Joel Embiid. He turns 25 today, and the last time he went up against, because he, you can, you know, look and say, well, what did he do against the Bucks and against Giannis in particular when they met way back when in October? And in that game, the Bucks won 123-108. If you weren't listening when I said earlier, maybe the thing that jumped out to me most about looking at that box score was the fact that the Sixers gave up 49 second quarter points. 49. But in that game, Joel Embiid had 30 points, 19 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 block shots. Now, his shooting percentage wasn't great. And I hope he doesn't do this tomorrow. He was 2 of 7 from 3, 9 of 24 from the floor. And I say the 2 of 7 because when I think of Joel, when he goes up against like an Al Horford, and Horford can, you know, he takes him away from the basket and shoots outside shots. Lopez will do the same tomorrow. And I always feel like Embiid, when the other guy is doing that, all of a sudden he wants to like get in on that perimeter game, and he doesn't have to, and that's not where his strength lies. 7 3-point attempts is too many. Now, he made up for it in that initial Milwaukee contest because he got to the foul line for 13 free throw attempts and he made 10 of them. So that made up for it. But I'm just saying, Brooke Lopez in that game, the original one against the Sixers, was 5 of 11 from 3. And I think you're going to see Lopez, you know, draw and beat away from the rim, and he'll be taking three-pointers. I just hope that Embiid sticks to his own game at the other end. It doesn't matter that guy's doing that. Who cares? Giannis on that day had a triple-double. 32 points, 18 boards, 10 assists. I mean, tell me that we're not going to be watching two of the great young talents that this league is going to see for many, many years to come. Oh, my goodness. Giannis got to the line for nine free throw attempts. He made eight of them. Middleton got there for 10. 10 of 10 at the line. He only made 3 of 8 from three-point range. So that'll be an interesting one. Bledsoe, he's legit. Brogdon, he wasn't great in the first meeting. We'll see our old friend, Ersan Ilyasova, who last night in the, by the way, last night the Bucks played in Miami. They were down 20 in the second quarter, and they came back to win 113-98, I believe. And in that game, I know Giannis had a 30-point performance. He had 33 and 16 boards, 9 assists. I mean, we talk about how Ben Simmons flirts with the triple-double all the time. So does Giannis, this guy. And you know he's the guy. And still he puts up his numbers. Middleton, 8 of 16 from the floor. Yeah, Lopez was not, he was horrible offensively last night in 30 minutes. He was 1 of 6 from the floor. I never like when a guy has a really bad game the day before or the game before you see him, because usually he's in bounce back mode. And I'm interested in seeing what Mirotić does for the Bucks. I haven't seen them play since he joined them. The other one, Pau Gasol, he did not play. He's a coach's decision. I think he's there for postseason insurance, quite frankly. That's just me. In his previous 10 games, he's averaging 10 minutes. So, and maybe he doesn't even get in their rotation. Maybe it is literally just for insurance. But it's an interesting roster, and they're pretty good defensively. They hold their opponents to the lowest field goal percentage in the NBA this year. They do give up threes, though. Opponents make the most threes against the Milwaukee Bucks. You can make, on average, 12.5, and the Sixers last night only made 7, and JJ had 4 of them. And that's a low number for them on a normal night. So they can make some threes against these Milwaukee Bucks. The game will be at 3:30. You can hear it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And at, you know, what's at stake? Well, first of all, the Indiana Pacers are tied with the Sixers for that third seed. The Sixers get the nod because they have the tiebreaker. We'll see what happens between the Pacers and the Nuggets tonight. Pacers are on the road. But similar to the other night when the Pacers were playing the Thunder, you wake up and you see that the Sixers had fallen out of the third seed because the Pacers had beaten the Thunder, and so they moved a half game ahead. That same thing could happen tonight, or they could drop a half game behind, depending on win or loss. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's exciting. And there are 13 games remaining. And as one caller said, really, it's a battle between three teams: the Pacers, the Celtics, and the Sixers. The winner of those three teams battling gets the third seed, and the other two are left to battle it out against each other in the first round. And that is a great way of looking at it. And if you're one of those three teams, I think the bottom line is, you know, you don't want to battle with one of the others. You definitely want to get that third seed. And it's no disrespect to Detroit or Brooklyn, but I think you'd take your chances in a 7-game set, if you were the Sixers, against Detroit or Brooklyn over having to play the Celtics. And honestly, I don't think it would happen because, well, it could. If you slip to 4 and the Pacers slip to 5, that would mean the Celtics would really have to jump because they're 2 back right now. But if that were to happen, I just think the 4-5, if it's the Sixers and the Celtics, that's danger. You'll get a preview of that coming up on Wednesday, actually. The Celtics come to town to face the Sixers at the Wells Fargo Center. So it goes Milwaukee tomorrow, Charlotte Tuesday in Charlotte, and then the Celtics Wednesday at the Center. Big three games coming up. Big three games. 610-632-0975. It is Joel Embiid's birthday today, and I was asking for like kind of a signature play that you recall in his time here in Philadelphia. And we've had a couple callers, and I would not have remembered it, that they just remember his first ever NBA field goal, and he caught it at the corner of the key, did a dream shake, and then scored the bucket, went down defensively, and blocked Russell Westbrook's shot. And that was the beginning, and we've never looked back. This year, he's averaging 27 points, 13 and a half boards, almost two block shots. Last night, he actually had 21, 19 boards, four block shots. And to me, there's just an evolution to his game of knowing that maybe the most important thing that he can give his team is some signature defensive plays in crucial moments on the hardwood. And he certainly did that in the closing minutes last night. He had two big blocks late. He had the same in the Cleveland game in the last 90 seconds. His defense was outstanding. I know he said at the beginning of this season that he wanted to win Defensive Player of the Year. He's in the conversation for sure. Now, whether he actually wins that remains to be seen, but one of these days he's definitely going to get that award. Sixers are 44 and 25 with 13 remaining. Last year, they won 52. Will they be better than that? I think that going into the season, the number, I believe, was 52 and a half. And let's see, what did I say? If they have 13 to go, 10 wins would get them to 54. I had a caller that said that he thought 10-3. Now, if you look strictly at the records of the opponents that they're facing, I can see where you would go to 10-3. The problem is many of them are on the road. I believe they only have three home games remaining, and they see a couple people twice. They see Chicago twice. They see Milwaukee twice. In an ideal world, you'd say, let's split with Milwaukee. Yeah, you're on the road tomorrow, and then later in April, you see Milwaukee at the Center. Obviously, you have Boston at the Wells Fargo on Wednesday. That's a tough one. You see Atlanta, you see Charlotte, you see the Magic. So these are all teams that Dallas is on there. So they are definitely winnable games, but a number of them are on the road, and they are a 500 road team right now. So we'll see. I think it's just a good time for them to be building on what they did last night when there were so many good things on the stat sheet individually and as a group. I'm actually a little surprised nobody wanted to call in and say that was the best Jimmy Butler performance we've seen this season. And it was at both ends of the floor. But he led the team in scoring with 22 points. He also had 7 assists, 6 rebounds. He was 8 of 14 from the floor. He got to the line, 6 of 7 at the line. And they utilized him differently, which afterwards Brett Brown did say something about that, that Jimmy Butler that folks saw last night is a must if, in fact, they're going to do or be what they think they can be in the postseason. That Jimmy Butler has to be what you see. And he wasn't putting it on Jimmy per se. He actually said, you know, that's on me as a coach. That's on his teammates to recognize how and where he is so that he can help us best. And then also on Jimmy to, you know, make sure you're asserting yourself. And that's as good as he's been since he's been here. I personally don't think that he shies away from the moment. I think that he does let the game come to him, but being assertive is a necessary ingredient there. And I think he always talks about, Jimmy Butler does, you know, winning makes it all feel better. and he looked happy after that game. And I do believe that he thinks when they all contribute, they are at their best. And last night, that starting five, everybody contributed in their own way. And I don't think that it was like above and beyond what they're capable of. I think it was exactly who each of them are. And that's pretty darn good. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's JoJo's birthday. What do you remember most of JoJo over these last couple of years? A signature play, a favorite tweet, anything that he has brought to the city of Philadelphia, because he is a charismatic guy. And tomorrow, the Sixers and the Bucks will play. It'll be the second of three meetings. How do you see it unfolding? What will it look like for you? And you can tell me a winner or a loser. I said it's a tough place to win. I'm just being honest. And not knowing, because the last time these two met, they were two totally different teams. Milwaukee still looks mostly like they are today, were in October, but the Sixers most certainly do not. So how do you see it unfolding? All right, we'll catch up with you on the other side. 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
Simmons in the Joe. Two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big Beast.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less.
Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
2011 Durango Express. Approved credit for well-qualified class. $39.87 to its center. Total payments, $19.023. Tax plus $144.fee addition for more. 1-800-BARBERA.com.
Hello.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker up.
Let Sport Clips Haircuts upgrade your day. During the month of March, get $5 off the double MVP experience via text message when you check in online or with the Sport Clips app. That means after your fresh cut, you'll get double the massaging shampoo and legendary hot steam towel. Then we'll give you $5 off. It's a win-win. The Sport Clips app. Download, check in, and cut the wait. Mobile Optum required to receive discount code. Offer expires 3/31/19. See terms at sportclips.com/thank you.
We got snow!
Jack Frost Big Boulder has plenty of winter left and conditions are great. Don't let the season slip away without one more trip to JFBB to ski and ride on packed snow. Or get a jump on next season when you purchase your 2019-2020 Peak Pass on sale now for just $99 down. Your Peak Pass is good at Jack Frost Big Boulder and 10 other East Coast resorts for the 2019-2020 season and the remainder of this year. 14 mountains, one pass. Italy East was one. Available at JFBB.com.
Tonight, don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year.
They're both risking everything.
Errol Spence Jr.
Here he comes.
Takes on Mikey Garcia.
Right hand on Garcia.
For the World Welterweight Championship.
Oh, my goodness. What an end.
Spence Jr. versus Garcia. Tonight at 9 Eastern. Live on pay-per-view. Order now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
Finally, the Who is moving on and set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who, moving on.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Swedesboro and all of Gloucester County.
975 The Fanatic.
36-31, 7:17 in the second. Sixers ball. Up top, Joe. Three ball by Embiid. It's good! He made it! A 7-2 center, raining in a triple from the top. Joel Embiid rings it up with a three ball.
That was JoJo's first ever three ball. So I went back and I was looking at the box score of his first ever NBA game. And, you know, you forget, well, maybe all of you out there don't forget, but that back then he was on a minute restriction and couldn't play back-to-backs. So he played 22 minutes that day against OKC. They did lose, by the way. He was 6 of 16 from the floor, 1 of 3 from 3, so that was his one lone made three-pointer, 7 of 8 at the foul line. He had 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, and finished with 20 points. And that was the beginning of a wonderful story of a 7-footer here in Philadelphia. That was October 26, 2016. And we're talking about Joel Embiid in this light because he turns 25 today. And they are getting ready to play the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. Now, on Twitter, one gentleman told me, and I'll go look at the box score before, but when they played Milwaukee in October, which was, I believe, the fifth game of the season, he said, keep in mind that they were coming off they were playing in a back-to-back, second day of a back-to-back, and they had lost in overtime the night before. So, and then they ended up losing 123-108. So they lost by 15. And I get it. My only thing would be that team who the Sixers were that day is very different than who they are now. Just because that was a Dario Covington group. All right, let's see. You said, yep, they lost 133-132 to the Pistons the night before. That game was in Detroit, and then they traveled to Milwaukee and lost 123-108. I just want to see what Dario and those guys did in that game, because I mentioned how Embiid had 30 and 19, Ben Simmons had 11 assists, Giannis had 32. He had a triple-double. I mean, you know, it was star quality. Absolutely. While I'm pulling that up, we go to the phones. Ron is with us in media. Ron, how are you? And good morning. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, Dig. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I guess we're going to continue from last night.
I know. That's what I said. I don't think I'd have the same viewership because the people who might be listening this morning were probably sleeping when we were talking last night.
Nah, I had an early morning Dig.
All right. Well, so did I.
And I'm always waiting to get you on the air to get soaking some of that knowledge and that information.
Do you have an Embiid highlight for me?
Yes, I do.
Let me hear it.
I can't remember what game it was. Maybe about a week or two ago, he got a rebound. He came down full court, and he did the Euro step from the foul line in between three defenders.
Wow.
And laid the ball in.
So he took the board off the defensive rim and went coast to coast?
Coast to coast, Euro step from the foul line in between three defenders.
Unbelievable. He is capable. I said to somebody earlier, the things he does have guard-like quality to it. Only if I'm in front of him, I don't want to get run over by that Mack truck. That's just the truth of the matter. The guy is a beast, and coming at full speed, it would be painful.
Once he gets his complete game, he's going to average probably 10 more points a game.
You think so? That's a big number, because he's at 27 right now.
I'm saying I see him as he is a little bit more athletic than Shaquille O'Neal. Not as physical, but very close.
No, I would say you're right. He's more athletic. I find him to have more guard skills. Absolutely.
His footwork is really good. And if he get it together where he's his low post game and he's going really, really hard, getting a lot of people in foul trouble, he's going to get more foul shots. Give it another 3 years or so, he's gonna get at least 8 to 10 more points a game. He's going to be up there, 34, 36 points a game.
Wow.
He's going to be up there. I see him.
All right, Ron, I'm putting that in the book that you said that, all right?
Yep. Have a great day, D.
All right, Ron, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. I appreciate that. 34? I'm going to see. What did, I'll double check. Harden would be a good example of seeing what Harden's averaging right now. He's been on fire. I think last night he had 41. Just to do that, though, over the course of a year, you just can't have a so-so game. To average 34 over 82, that's kind of monster kind of numbers. Mark joins us from Center City. Mark, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how's it going?
Goes very well, thank you.
I'm wondering, this is kind of like Sixers topic, but I don't know how relevant it is, but why don't the Sixers ever target a shooting guard, like a true shooting guard in the draft? Like, when we have a high pick, we never go after like a 6'5", true shooting guard, 6'6", true shooting guard. You know, I don't understand. Why don't we ever go after a wing player? Because that's honestly what wins in this league, and, you know, I kind of feel like we've just been going about like the philosophy of taking the best player available, but I...
Well, first of all, I would never have passed on Embiid, and that was a gift at number 3. Taking Ben Simmons at number 1 is a unique talent for sure. Markel is, for all intent and purpose for this city, a bust, absolutely. And then now if you're going beyond that, I'm assuming we're just talking about the last couple of years, correct?
Yeah, we're talking about like the last 5 to 6 years.
Right, so then let's just go to last year when they take Bridges, but they have an opportunity to trade down but get that unprotected pick. They ended up with a wing player. Now, I agree with you. Zaire's not a knockdown shooter, but Landry was a gift. And a really good shooter. And I bet you that you'll watch Landry Shamet have really good shooting seasons for, you know, his foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, I see other teams grab, like, a Bradley Beal. I see teams grab Klay Thompson. Teams grab, you know what I mean? Like, elite shooting guards.
Yeah, well, first of all, Klay is... That's, you know, that doesn't come around at number 11 very right. often, but I'll give you that one. I'd like to see what Bradley Beal was in terms of what number he was drafted at.
I think he was like number, he's definitely a lottery pick in the top 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the biggest one that stands out is that they went for a Markelle Fultz when they could have had, and if you can say Tatum, I don't think they would have gotten Tatum because I think no matter where Danny Ainge was, whether he was at number one or traded down, he was taking Tatum.
But Danny Ainge is better at drafting than what we have. You have to admit that. They're a better draft. Celtics are better at drafting.
I'm not going to say that. I mean, you have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. How can I ignore with that?
Look at their depth, though. Not just like one or two players. Look at, like, they have Marcus Smart. They have Jaylen Brown. They have Jason Tatum. If you go up and on their roster, they're just, personnel-wise, they're just very, very good. He's a good architect. Whereas the Sixers are like, they're decent, but they're not quite.
I'm flat out going to tell you that they took Tatum, they did take Marcus Smart, and they took Jaylen Brown. You just named those three. I'll say Embiid, Simmons, and we'll pick a third that was drafted by this group. But Embiid and Simmons are better than all those three, you know, head-to-head with either one of them.
I know, but I'm talking about overall depth. I'm not talking about one
or two overall
players.
Depth is built by multiple things, not just the draft. I was using the draft as an example. But if we're going to go there, J.J. Redick is as good a shooting guard as you could ask for on this team. He's having a career year.
I mean, he's what, 18 points a game or 17 a game?
And that's not good enough for you?
It's good. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm talking about two-way. How good of a defender is JJ?
You know, Mark, you're bringing a lot of different things into the conversation.
Saying,
you were talking about the architect of a team, and at first it was just the draft. Then you were like, you know, the architect of a team if we bring in free agency into it.
I know.
I mean, I'm trying to go with you.
I want, this is what I want, D. I want an elite shooting guard on the Sixers.
Well, you have one. I'm sorry that you don't think JJ, I appreciate the phone call. I'm sorry that you don't think JJ is an elite shooting guard. I don't know if you're saying he's not a two-way guy. You have a Jimmy Butler as a two-way guy, period. And he's a really good one at that. He's not your two guard. He's a three, but he's a perimeter guy. And in this system, the perimeter guys are pretty much interchangeable. If you want to knock JJ's defense, I get it. He's not. He's never going to be an all-defensive guy. But please don't tell me he is not an elite two guard. The way this guy has been for 2 years on this particular team and this particular system, he is. I don't get that. I apologize, but I'm sorry. Stan from Broomall. Stan, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, I know you were talking about not getting the same people, but you know, I spoke to you last night after the game, and it's just I'm on my way to work, and I heard you on, so I was like, you know, let me see if I can't give her a call real quick. But I think that last caller was trying to kind of nitpick. I think his point was just saying, you know, elite two-way guys, and you kind of nailed it on the head with a guy like Jimmy Butler, you know, and as far as getting Bradley Beals and Klay Thompson, I mean, Klay Thompson goes 11.
Yeah, I said that.
I'm pretty sure the Sacramento Kings thought they were getting a knockdown shooter in Stauskas at 8. You know what I mean? So that goes to show you how like off and on, you know, the draft can be, because you just never know. I mean, did anybody really, really think Donovan Mitchell was going to be like a star in the making? Like, I'm not saying people didn't think he was a good player, you know, playing, coming out of Louisville, but did you think he was going to be having a head-to-head rookie of the year conversation with
No,
ben
but he,
I certainly didn't.
He's fallen back a little bit his second year, in my opinion.
I think that's because teams are more geared towards him.
Absolutely.
He's been playing better of late, you know, since the All-Star break. But, you know, all in all, my point is just, you know, the draft is not a complete science. It's not something that you just know. I mean, usually the first three are kind of like the knockdowns that's without a given, but
unless you have Markelle Fultz.
right, or, you know, Anthony Bennett and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just saying it's not an exact science, and I think people try too hard to say, oh, wow, they should have grabbed this guy because hindsight is 2020. You know what I mean?
There's 14 teams that wish they had gotten Giannis.
Exactly. You know, I just watched a whole video about that, about all the players that were drafted ahead of him.
Sure.
You know, and how at the time it made complete sense. You know what I mean? Victor Oladipo, who, you know, unfortunately got injured, you know, he's an all-star now, two-time all-star.
Yep.
you know, and he was taken second overall in that draft.
I know.
Now, overall, would you say Giannis is a better player than Oladipo? Yes. But at that time, I mean, Giannis is a skinny 17, 18-year-old kid, you know, who is a complete project, like just a project, whereas Oladipo, you know, is coming out of a pretty good program in Indiana.
Absolutely. All right, Stan, give me your Sixers thought real quick because I got to hit a break.
Real quick. So I'm just looking at the team overall. I love that defensive unit that they bring in as far as when it's Ben, Jimmy, Ennis, Scott, and Embiid. I think that's a great
defensive unit. Yep, absolutely.
And as far as my Embiid play so far is that chase down on James Harden when he blocked him.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Stared him down, national television. That was, I loved it. I love those. When he plays against other superstars, you can just tell he wants to bring it and he wants to block it. He wants to dunk on him. He wants to do all of that. And that was just nasty to me. I was really loving that.
Stan, I appreciate the call. Jeremy, Chris, Steve, I'm coming back to you. That is. And you know what I love about Stan's thought? Because it was a defensive play. 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you until noon.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic's Bracket Challenge is back. A perfect bracket could win you
$1 million.
The top points winner wins a five-night vacation at Icona Resorts Beachfront Hotels down the shore in Avalon, Diamond Beach, or Cape May. Registration is now open. Go to 975thefanatic.com and register now. Fanatic Bracket Challenge is presented by TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, and 975 The Fanatic.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Stop. Before you consider an import, Armin Chevrolet asked you to think. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company of the past several years, and Armin Chevrolet's reputation for customer service is outstanding. So Armin Chevrolet asks, why wouldn't you consider a new Armin Chevrolet? This month, lease a fun and peppy 2019 Armin Chevrolet Trax for only $139 per month. That's right, only $139 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Trax. Want even more? Lease a 2019 Armin Chevrolet Equinox for only $179 per month. That's right, only $179 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Just arrived, the incredibly stylish all-new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer. Starting at only $29,995, the beautiful restyled Blazer is truly impressive. Visit Armin Chevrolet today or go to shoparmin.com 24/7. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Tax, tags, and licensing costs are additional. Lease payments are for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Requires $14.95 down payment. First payment due at signing. Lease conquest proof bank acquisition. Position fee and ARA once your bank approval required. Offers expire 4/1/2019.
Are you tired of dealing with those old, inefficient windows in your house? Well, maybe it's time to go Gaida. How about that drafty, beat-up-looking entry door you've painted over more times than you can count? Go Gaida. Need added protection from the elements with a new storm door? Go Gaida. And what about that sliding patio door or garage door you've been meaning to replace? Go Gaida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. And to help you get your project started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors, and they're going to allow you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay it off interest-free. That's right, 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. This offer for a limited time only, so what are you waiting for? It's finally time that you go Gaida. Call today and schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or check them out online at GoGaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com. We'll be right back.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One bath towel or pillow, 3 for $10. It's not your everyday sale. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
The fundamentals of human nature do not change, yet our ability to change our attitude, behavior, and how we impact the world is tremendous. Dale Carnegie has empowered thousands of organizations and millions of individuals to take command of their businesses, their careers, their futures, by helping people from all walks of life become fearless. Whether they're starting out or stepping up, learning to lead or heading up a team, Dale Carnegie will sharpen their inner voice so they can use it with confidence to get the most out of their life and their work. Their programs show people how to communicate in a way that draws others in so they can form closer, more rewarding relationships in their personal and professional lives. As they gain greater influence with the people around them, they'll come face-to-face with more opportunities to make meaningful contributions in the places that matter most. Take command today. Visit at philadelphia.dalecarnegie.com for a list of courses, events, ebooks, and white papers. Endless options, unlimited opportunity. philadelphia.dalecarnegie.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register to win an autographed boxing glove signed by Errol Spence Jr. and Mikey Garcia, and watch the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year tonight as the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world put their perfect records on the line. Live from AT&T Stadium, Philly's official Sixers station, 975 The Fanatic.
They go to Embiid, which is a pretty good option. Off to Redick. J.J. dribbles, and he bat-headed lost, and he turns it over. Harden with the ball. 8 seconds to go. Harden sidesteps the man, and Embiid blocks his shot. Joel Embiid. Oh, and he talks a little trash.
Oh, that's a good one. You know what? That people are helping me remember some of the great plays. That was not that long ago. That was January 21st when Embiid blocked James Harden at the center. It was a nationally televised game, and it was a beauty. Joel Embiid turning 25 today. Sixers and Embiid getting ready to take on the Bucks tomorrow. We'll talk more about something I just realized from the first box score, which was back on October 24th. We go to Chris in Newark, Delaware. Chris, thank you for your patience. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, are we starting to take Joel Embiid for granted? He's so good.
You know what? That's an excellent point. I actually would say, just because I think his defense in these last three games makes me not take him for granted, because I feel like he's taking it to a different level. And I think that, but I hear what you're saying. He's a double-double every night. He has 50 of them on this season. 27, 13 and a half boards. I mean, those numbers are phenomenal. And like I said, he turned 25 today.
Not such a bad thing that we can take for granted.
Well, that's
true. For the sake of giving credit where credit is due, it was become quite apparent that Ben Simmons listened to you and yours and weeks to go about and having to shoot foul shots better, because since then he's shooting like 75%, so it's good that we can have an effect on these guys.
He is. He's shooting very well. I said I was going to pull up his numbers for the last 10 games. At first, I was only 5, but I think I can do the 10 now, because yesterday he was 2 for 2. My only question, and you can't force the issue, I'd like to make sure that I know it's for real in a clutch situation at the end of a game.
That's right. When you simplify all the things that we talk about that need to be done, you got to make the foul shots, and you got to make the easy baskets. You can't leave points off the board in tight playoff games.
It's true.
Speaking of playoffs,
yes,
I get kind of irritated when I hear people fearful about wanting to avoid Boston at all costs. Let's just play them and exercise that demon, and that would be the ultimate litmus test. Everybody's kind of having a referendum on the coach and whatever. If we go in and the same thing happens, get outworked like we did last year against them and go out in five games, well, hey, makes the decision easier.
Yep, sure. I hear what you're saying there. I think, first of all, Wednesday they have an opportunity to exercise the demon before they get to the postseason. And two, I think the Sixers are a better team than what Boston faced last year.
Yeah.
And I think Boston, while they have Kyrie this year, I don't feel like they are consistently as good as they were a year ago.
And yet, for some reason, they seem to have our number.
Well, they have, yes. But that's why Wednesday's game, after tomorrow, then I can't wait for Wednesday. Because I think that I want to see this group, meaning the Sixers group, as they played yesterday, play against Boston in a similar ilk.
Right. I really liked what I saw yesterday's game. I thought played hard. You know, I don't think the Sixers played down. I think that in Sacramento is a good young team, and they didn't do what everybody expected them to do, which was get on the plane and go home. But I really liked the balanced scoring. I liked that Jimmy Butler became a little bit more aggressive, and I think he's going to do that towards the playoffs. I think he's just spent a lot of time trying to figure things out. I really believe the man when he says he just wants to win.
I do, too. I take him at his word on that one.
Right. So, everybody had like 20 points last night.
That's
not going to happen every night, but, Tobias had a bad first half, he came on in the second half. There's always somebody to take up the slack.
Which is perfect.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I think there's enough time for it to come together.
Chris, I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right. Have a great Saturday. He is correct when he said that doesn't happen every night. Ben Simmons had 18. Jimmy Butler had 22. The other three starters fell in the middle. First time that five Sixers starters have had those kind of numbers since 1986, when Charles Barkley and Julius Erving were on the team. Mo Cheeks, Sadal Threet, and I'm forgetting the last one, but I'll get that for you too. Jeremy, I'm coming right back to you. I got to take another quick break. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Rebound right at jam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
13 games remain in the regular season, and the NBA's top team is up next. Sixers, Bucks, tomorrow at 3:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Today's additional all offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month leases, $29.95 due at signing with up to $2,000 GM competitive lease rebate at qualified event ends 3/31/19. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's March Markdown. Up to 25% off new MSRP. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 per month. New 2019 GMC Terrain. Only $149 per month. New 2019 7-passenger Acadia. $169 per month. Or just sign and drive. Over 250 Buicks and GMCs reduced. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. Frank Kerbeck's March Markdown. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 25% off new MSRP. GMC Acadia, $169 a month. GMC Terrain, $149 a month. Buick Encore, just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck, BuickGMC.com.
Come join us.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year. Start your night right and arrive early for Select Open Bar and Gourmet Hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yuengling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Tonight, don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year.
They're both risking everything.
Errol Spence Jr.
Here he comes.
Takes on Mikey Garcia.
Mikey Garcia.
For the World Welterweight Championship.
Oh, my goodness. What an end.
Spence Jr. versus Garcia. Tonight at 9 Eastern. Live on pay-per-view. Order now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Let Sport Clips Haircuts upgrade your day. During the month of March, get $5 off the Double MVP experience via text message when you check in online or with the Sport Clips app. That means after your fresh cut, you'll get double the massaging shampoo and legendary hot steam towel. Then we'll give you $5 off. It's a win-win. The Sport Clips app. Download, check in, and cut the wait. Mobile opt-in required to receive discount code. Offer expires 3/31/19. See terms at sportclips.com/thank you.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Oh, yeah!
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Here's Embiid blowing by Henry Giles and a stuff. Boy, he made that look so easy. Joel Embiid just outside the lane on the near side. And then a dribble and a two-hand stuff, leaving Giles in his wake.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Gateway Kia. Hurry into Gateway Kia for massive March Mania savings on all new Kias. Now through Monday, Gateway Kia at Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Joel Embiid last night, 21 points, 19 boards, 4 block shots, 3 assists. No, he may have 5 assists. Let's see. Don't chip him. Don't chip him of his assists. No, it was 3 assists. A couple of steals. They are playing the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow afternoon, 3:30. You can hear it right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. And the thing that I thought was so interesting as I went back to the box score from October 24th is the fact that 6 Sixers played in that game. that are no longer on their roster. Three starters out of here. Robert Covington, Dario Saric, Markel Fultz were all in the starting lineup when the Sixers last faced the Milwaukee Bucks. And if you're just curious, they accounted for 28 points, those three starters. I'll put my money on that Jimmy Butler has 20-plus tomorrow. It'll be an interesting game for sure. Just going to Twitter, that's how I went to look at this box score because a gentleman said, totally different personnel and very early on in the season. Ed Palmer says to me that the Sixers' remaining home games with both Boston and Milwaukee are back-to-backs. The Boston game is a back-to-back because they're at Charlotte and then home with Boston on Wednesday. And 3-4 games, or 3-4 nights, I imagine he's saying. Not ideal. The league did the Sixers no favors in their games versus Boston. They started the season on the road against Boston. Then they were Christmas game on the road against Boston and a back-to-back at home. Last year, one home game with Boston was in London. So true, isn't it? But you can say that with that particular series, but last year's schedule to end the season for the Sixers was pretty good. This one, not as easy as last year's when they were on that 16-game winning streak. The other number that I said I would look up in the break was Ben Simmons' foul shooting, and over the last 10 games, 10, he's done it for 10 now, Ben Simmons is shooting 81% at the foul line over 10 games. It's pretty impressive, in my opinion, given the fact that for the season, he's shooting 60. I can't go up to 61 because it's 605. But 81 on the year, I mean, over the last 10, is remarkable improvement. So I'm going to watch and see what he does over the final 13. So I'll take these 10, and there's 13 games remaining. So we'll see, what does Ben shoot from the line over the final 23 games? Because if he does it over 23 games, then I will say something has definitely finally clicked with his form, or if part of it was mental, I have no idea. Or the fact that he's just the repetition of it. He said the other night that he's working with his brother on this. And I would have thought that, I think he did this during the summer, but it did not have the same results in the early part of this season. We go back to the phone lines. Dave in Center City, by the way, 610-632-0975. Dave, thank you for calling the Fanatic. Good morning. Dave, are you with us? We will go to Pete in Princeton. Pete, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
What's up? How are you? Always enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
What I guess my question is, and this is where I need your help, is, so are you saying, well, you know, six people didn't play. Well, I guess we're better now, so I guess we're champs. Carson Wentz is healthy. I guess we're champs now. I guess Harper's there. I guess we're champs now. You know, we still got the same coach. We still run the same offense. Still are lazy on defense. Still run horrible play calls out of timeouts. Still have no pitching. Still don't know what Carson Wentz can do. But all of a sudden now, well, we can't really count what we lost before because we're a whole new team. Okay?
I didn't say you can't count it. I just said that to anticipate what tomorrow will be is very different.
What you're really saying is it's going to be different because
it is going to be different.
People different. Well, so Milwaukee was better before. So what we're saying is, if Philadelphia is better now, then I guess we better win, and we better win the East. We can't lose now because we're better, right? Is that what you're saying?
That they are a better team now than October 24th. Yes, I am saying that.
Yay! Did we get a trophy for that? Don't we have to still beat Boston and Milwaukee?
I'm missing your point.
The point is, my team's going to be better this year. Still not going to win a championship, but we're to be better. Who cares if you're better if you don't win? Who cares?
If you don't, well, because I think you take steps to get better. You don't win a championship overnight.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa, hold a minute. You just said, and everybody's saying, we got the best starting five, and we're this, and we're that. I guess we better win that. You can't have it both ways, D.
I actually said that Golden State has the best starting five, and that you would take this as the second in the conversation.
So are we better today than Milwaukee, Boston, and Toronto?
Are you better than them today? No, I would say you can compete with them today. Yes.
See, D, what does that mean? What does compete mean?
Compete means, Pete, that I'm going to take my chances in a 7-game series. That's what compete means.
Okay.
And that. Let me just say something. Since you're so adamant that I'm saying they have to go from point A to winning a championship overnight. If you don't acknowledge that this is a better team than October 24th, that is fact. That if you think they can now compete better with the top three teams or the top two, Milwaukee and Toronto, I think they can. I'll take my chances in a 7-game series. That's all I'm saying.
But
do you have anything else to add?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Be quick.
When do we start stopping competing and start winning?
You won 52 games last year. You're going to win at least 52 this year. You don't go from, whether you're the Golden State Warriors when they were trying to get, Mark Jackson lost his job with a team that won 50 games. And then they got to winning championships, 3 out of the last 4. Okay? That's the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James went to the finals 8 consecutive years. He does not have 8 championships for it. So that they are getting to the place where they will compete to win a championship. I believe they will win a championship in the next 5 years. Absolutely. Dave in Center City. Dave, thank you for calling the Fanatic. Dave, are you there?
Dave, how are you?
I'm okay.
All right. So listen, take a deep breath and calm down. I know that was a very...
I'm a very calm moment. Person, but the person was, one, putting words in my mouth, which is not fair, and two, I don't understand the argument. They are a better team, and you get talent on the court to try to win a championship.
Yeah, and whether they try to, I think that their philosophy of renting a title may work this year. Listen, the only way you're going to take the Sixers out in the 7-game series is to beat them in 7 games. There's too much talent. I don't care about the shortcomings of Brett Brown. There's too much talent on this team. All he has to do is give Joel a blow here and there so he's not sucking wind.
And I think that was part of what came out of last night. First of all, Boban played 12 minutes and they were really, really good 12 minutes where he scored 12 points and 7 rebounds.
Right.
And I think that Joel looked, compared to the previous game, which was his second back, he looked very sharp.
You got to remember something. That's, a lot of people forget this. Okay. And I had buku dollars on Houston to beat Golden State in that series last year. And if Chris Paul is not injured in game seven, the Golden State is not there. By the way, the Golden State Warriors are not the Boston Celtics of the 1960s. Their run is over. I don't even think they're going to make it to the finals this year. But I really called to talk Villanova basketball.
Yeah, Brian, let me hear it. They're going to play Seton Hall at 6:30 for the...
But that's irrelevant. I need your expertise on something. I was on with Brian Westbrook yesterday. Brian has them at 75-1 to win the title. I have 4 different overlay bets with Villanova to win the title. 22-1, 45-1, 55-1, and 65-1. I have them going to the Final Four with ease.
Wow.
I can't guarantee a title. What do you have? I'll hang up and have a good day.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you. Just so you know, I'm not a better per se, though I when you said Brian Westbrook had him at 75-1, I would find that to be more accurate. I bet your 22-1 was earlier in the season that you made that wager. Getting back to the Final Four, I don't see it, but I would never knock out Jay Wright's coaching and that his teams peak at the right time. So it is possible, and in the scenario of one and done, not meaning players leaving college, but meaning it's you only have to win one game, not a 7-game series, that and having the experiences of being there and knowing what it takes, I can see that. But I don't see them as the top four teams in the country this year. 610-632-0975. Coach John is with us. Coach John, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
You know, you wonder why Philly fans get a bad rap.
Why?
When you, because that last caller was the reason. I mean, you hate.
I thought you meant me.
No, you hate sucking, mm-hmm. but when you're finally good, you complain about it.
Well,
it's amazing.
I think the complaint was that not good enough, and I just don't understand how people don't. Yet there is a process, and the other part of that is there are 30 NBA teams. One walks away with the championship every year. I mean. That you want to compete for it is the whole purpose. To get a team that is talented enough to be one of the elite teams in the league is the starting point. And it's taken 6 years to get to this point.
Look, there's been a half a dozen teams in the history of sports that you knew before the season they were going to win a championship. The Celtics, the early Yankees.
I was going to say Yankees for sure.
Yeah, every other year, everybody takes a shot, and the beauty is you don't know who's going to win, and that's the fun of sports.
Yep.
What's wrong with a great journey losing in the championship, and you come back next year, maybe you win, but you have fun. You know, remember, in 80, we had four teams in the championship, three lost, one won, but did we complain that we had a bad year in 80 with four teams in the championship? Come on.
No, and tell me who wouldn't want to be, 19 games above 500 as opposed to the Sacramento Kings, who are growing, but they're two games below 500. I mean, I just think the process is, I hated trusting the process, but for anybody to tell me there is not a process to developing a championship caliber team is wrong.
Look, I want to talk about the team, but the process, Hinkie's process was simple. If I have six or seven great lottery picks and two become superstars, the process works.
Well,
he only needed two.
Yeah, exactly. And he got them. And it doesn't matter what happened with the rest of those picks because he got the two great ones and they're already all-stars under the age of 25.
Yeah, and they wouldn't make the team anyway. And the whole point of getting two guys like Simmons and Embiid, they would attract Butler and Harris, which they did.
Yep.
And now it's a mystery what this team
is.
We don't know.
In fairness, they didn't attract free agents this past summer, and that is why Elton Brand went out and traded for that kind of talent in hopes of, we will show you that this is a winning organization, and now we can pay you the most money this coming season or off season when you are free agents, and that is how they will land those two guys.
Oh, yeah, and Harris is definitely re-signing, and I do believe Butler will re-sign.
I think so, too.
I think they're making a run. I think when you look at their starting five, they're obviously as good as anybody, but it's going to take a while to get the rotation and the mesh, and you've had guys in and out of the lineup. And when you look athletically at this team where it is today compared to the team that lost to the Celtics,
Yes. Athletically,
we are head and shoulders above that team. So, you know, you can complain about this and Brown. You got to give Brent. You ran Brown through 5 years of torture. Give the guy a legitimate shot to win. If he sucks, we get rid of him.
I know. Then
you got to give him a shot.
Well, he'll have his shot this spring. I appreciate the call, Coach Dunn. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. He'll have his shot, and so will his team. And as I say, the teams. I think San Antonio is one of the ones that always stands out to me. They play their best. Coming toward their focus has always been being best in April and going into a long run in the spring. 610-632-0975. Mark is with us in West Philly. Mark, how are you? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D. Let me get you off the speaker. Hey, D. How you doing?
That's better. Thank you.
Listen, I was going to wait until I got home to call you, but then you took the call from that fool Pete, and I couldn't wait. So I'm driving, and I'm on my way home. God bless you and your patience, because I would not have had the patience to entertain that conversation for any length of time. He is completely clueless. Everything you said was absolutely correct. It's increments. It's steps. You don't win a championship overnight. You can go from worst to first, sure, but to win the actual championship, no, it doesn't happen. And I'm completely satisfied with the direction our team is going and heading in. And with the free, like you said, our starting five, yeah, Golden State may have the best starting five, but I'll take us 1A and definitely 2.
That's what I said. That's where I think they are as a starting five. And I think if you took last night's game and made that the model for how you want to play.
Absolutely.
Consistently. And you have 13 opportunities to do that before you're playing in the postseason.
Absolutely.
I like sharing of the basketball, 28 assists. Low turns, 11. Distribution of field goal attempts. Embiid had the most at 19. Simmons and JJ had 12. So the range is right there.
Absolutely. And another point, when it comes down to playing basketball in most sports, talent always wins out. So if you look at each one of our starting members head to head against the team that we're going to be competing against, our talent alone is going to rise to the top. Yeah, coaches have a lot to do with the outcome of games, but in most instances, the talent on the floor or the talent on the court or the talent on the field wins the games. And we have the players, I think, that, especially with Jimmy Butler, who just have the will not to lose. I'm not going. They hate losing more than they actually like winning.
Yep, that's a great point. And I will say, Mark, you do say one thing that's pivotal here, and that is that the coaches do need to put them in winning situations. And one of the things that Brett admitted and Jimmy Butler, that they have been working to get him in better winning situations or in offensive situations where he can be the guy we saw last night. And so that is on them as a group to figure that out, to maximize Butler being the talent that he is.
And the one thing, one last point, what you just said, the one thing that I appreciate, what everybody says about Brett Brown and his downfalls, his shortcomings, the one thing that I love about him the most is that he takes the, like, you may not see it the very next game, or he takes input from his players and say, okay, this is what you like, this is what you see, okay, let's try this. It's going to take another game or two or three, but we're going to get there. And when the players recognize it, that's why they will run through walls for him.
Yep.
You know, minus his shortcomings as an X and O type of guy, his players play for him because he listens to them. He gives them the freedom to be them.
He does.
He lets them play ball.
You are correct, Mark. Mark, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Thank you, D.
And thanks for joining my Saturday here on 97.5 The Fanatic. He does. And I think that anybody who acknowledges it is a combination project, players and coaches working together and seeing, like, what do you see? What are you experiencing? Because different eyes see different things. I think Brett said it best when they added, maybe it was when they added Tobias and they were still figuring things out, and they're going to still figure stuff out. But that you want to help somebody fit in and play to their talents, but you also must do what is best for the group. And that cannot be lost on the situation. Joe is with us in Delaware. Joe, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I also wanted to jump on the Pete's really annoying bandwagon with the last couple of callers. He is also the reason I called in. I have a 19-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And I am very aware when I hear someone mansplaining to a woman. And that was just, like, he told you like 10 times, okay, so what he told you, what you were saying, like 10 times, and ironically, you didn't say any of the things, like, you didn't say even one of them.
I know.
So it's really frustrating. So what you're saying is this, and what you're saying is that, and I'm sitting here like, no, she actually didn't say that.
I tried to give him his time, but at some point I had to move on to another place in life.
Yeah, I agree. You were as patient as possibly could be. Anyone who looks at this team and does not say, okay, they are trying to put themselves in a position to win a championship. It took them a couple months, but they fulfilled the promise of star hunting.
Yep.
They said they were going to star hunt.
And they did. Yep. I appreciate that, Joe. That's a great point.
Yeah. I mean, what else? Anyone who could look at this team and not say that they're at least not doing exactly what they promised to do and exactly what they need to do to win is nothing more than a petulant fan
who's just angry for the sake of being angry.
Correct.
Like, maybe they're not going to win, but you can't say they didn't put themselves in position. It's just...
Yeah,
it's just frustrating.
Yeah, and I will say this. I would think that most people would look and say, if you have a Joel Embiid and a Ben Simmons, and, you know, Joe turns 25 today, so I'll say 25 and younger, and you look at their talents and how they have developed, because I think both guys are better players today than they were this time last year.
I agree.
That they have championship in their future. I think that more people would agree with me than disagree.
I could not be happier with the progress of both those players.
Yep.
And they're clearly working at their deficiencies.
Yes.
Embiid is a better passer than, you know, if you had a complaint about Embiid, his hands could have been a little softer.
Yep.
And, you know, Ben is trying because he's clearly trying to get a shot. I mean, who knows if it's ever going to turn into something usable, but he's clearly working at it.
Yeah, his versatility offensively is far greater than it was a year ago.
Yeah, he's excelling at every other skill.
Yeah.
One other, I'd like to get your opinion on something, and then I'll get off the phone.
Yes.
Back in 1983, Bobby Jones was a far superior player than Mark Ivoroni, but Ivoroni was a starter, and
correct.
Jones came off the bench as
yep.
a sixth man. We're so thin on the bench. What are the chances of maybe like a Mike Scott starting and Redick coming off the bench and getting 30 minutes? I know he has the work off of Embiid, but so you'd have to juggle that a little to make sure the substitutions work. But I just wanted to get your opinion on whether or not that might be something to help with the bench strength a little.
All right, Joe, I'm going to answer that. I have to hit a break, but I have an answer for you on the other side, so I hope you'll stay tuned. I do believe... I have a thought on the rotation, and I understand the part of having that sixth man could be the better player, but still come off the bench. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Flyers.
Let's go! It's the Captain Claude Giroux, and the Flyers are pouring it on.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at corpolesebakery.com.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer in 3/17/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
I'm Tom Kalish from Kane 11 Socks. Whether it's technology or products that make our lives more comfortable, innovation is constantly improving everything. But socks? They haven't changed in 50 years. Traditional sock brands make socks in one size fits all, or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. At Kane 11, we think it's time somebody innovated the sock industry. So we make socks in 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17, to fit each size foot perfectly. You won't believe what wearing a pair of socks in your exact size feels like until you try them. It's quite remarkable. After all, your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the better your feet are going to feel all day. Our socks are crafted in the USA with fine-gauge merino wool in the perfect weight and cushioning. And our styles? Well, they're designed to work with anything you wear. So step up to the next innovation and try a pair of Kane 11s. See what Esquire, Men's Health, and Golf Digest are all raving about.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. That's K-A-N-E-1-1.com. Kane11.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango. Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
111 Durango Express. Approved credit for well-qualified clients. $397 to its center. Total payments, $19.023. Tac plus $144. Duck fee for more, 1-800-BARBERA.com.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
She used to play hide and seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to WilliamHill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Sports Talk for Plymouth Meeting and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Out to midcourt, it's Simmons. Sixers attacking. Lob. Embiid slam! And the 76ers with an alley-oop jam! Joel Embiid already 7 points. The Pistons are 0 for 3, and they're calling timeout. This is Philly, and that's when Embiid is barking to the crowd.
This is Philly, and that is what Embiid is barking to the crowd. I love Tom McGinnis' calls. So good. Joel Embiid, happy 25th birthday, friend. Let's see what's in store for tomorrow when Embiid and company take on Giannis and company. Just to touch on what Joe, the last caller, asked about, because he thinks the bench is lean from a scoring standpoint. So, like, would you start a Mike Scott instead of a J.J. Redick? And statistically, Mike Scott is supposed to, because since he's joined the Sixers, which is now 15 games, he is shooting 41% from three-point range. He averages 8 points. The only thing I would say is I more care about the substitutions, when they take place, and who goes in for whom, and who is left on the court. So I like where Brett has seems to me that he's gotten to a place that he knows who he wants on the court at all times. And last night to me was the best example of that. So that you are never giving up defensively too much, and that the defensive weaknesses of some can be taken care of because of who they are on the floor with. So that to me is more important. And I keep going back to Mike Scott played 23 minutes. He played the most of any of the reserves. I think Boban is the perfect backup to Embiid because Embiid's going to be on the floor. You know, at most, he's sitting for 15 minutes. Last night, it was 12. And Boban, in those 12 minutes, gives you 12 points and 7 rebounds. And he changes people's shots. So to answer your question, Joe, I like the rotation where it's developed to. And it's more for me about who you sub in than just like having all those reserves go in together. And that's where I think their bench is getting better. And it won't always show up in terms of bench scoring versus the other team's bench scoring, because he's playing starters with two bench guys. And those starters are still taking majority of the shots, if that makes sense. We go to Emma's with us in the Northeast. Em, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Gee, I've got two quick points. So I'll hang up and listen. The first point is last night the Hawks lost.
Yeah,
I love Phil Martelli. I love him, but I think it's time, and it's time to bring in his number one player of all time, and that would be Jameer Nelson to be the coach. That's point number one.
Wow.
Point number two, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, you had your Irish up, and I was really glad to see that, to hear that. This team is constituted with the Stars, has been together for 2 years. This team is constituted as it is right now, has been together for about 2 months. I'm of the opinion that I want Brett Brown back next year. I'll hang up and listen, but before I go, my best to always to your dad, and go Hawks.
Em, I appreciate the phone call, and thank you for calling the Fanatic. First of all, wow, I wonder what Jameer is doing. I didn't even think about that. Two, yes, go Hawks. I have an affinity for them for a number of reasons, and it has a lot to do with family. And I forget what his Sixers point was. Oh, that they've been together for a millisecond. Yes. I'll just go by Mike Scott. The fact that Mike Scott has played 15 games with the Sixers. So this group, technically, we can say it's about that long that they've been together. And I think for 15 games that I think it's coming together, and they have 13 more to go to give you a hint of who they can be in the postseason. We know the goal. The goal is get out of that second round. You got to win the first, get out of the second. That's ideal. Win the Eastern Conference, excellent. But that this group is young and that they are taking the steps they have taken over the last 2 years are significant. And that the front office has improved this roster over the course of these 69 games is an absolute no doubt about it. And the fact that they knew that they had to do that, I give them credit for that. You can sit and think that having a Dario and a Robert Covington, because you developed them and they are nice players, you can think that may be good enough. But they knew it wasn't. And Tobias and a Jimmy Butler, that is better than what Dario and Robert were bringing to the table. 610-632-0975. And that's not a knock on either guy. Ed in the North Wales. Ed, how are you?
I'm great, D. How are you?
I'm fine.
good. Yeah, I was actually going to bring up Dario and Covington, but you just kind of covered that point. So I'm going to go another route with this. And I'm of the trust the process, and anyone that thinks these problems with the Sixers is anything more than an interesting puzzle that needs to be solved. Obviously, it's been 35 years since we've had these good problems.
Yeah,
the
right.
Charles Shackelford days, the Clarence Weatherspoon days, even Iverson's team. We didn't have a thin bench. We had a thin starting five.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
remember a lot of George Lynch love, even though he was great. So with that in mind, if this all should not lead to, let's say, at least one championship in the span of, whatever, 5-7 years down the road, not necessarily this year, what do you think they'll look back on and say, was it the Jimmy Butler trade, or was it bringing in Colangelo for that stint as GM? Was that the biggest misstep? Or the Markelle Fultz number one pick? Oof. What do you think should they get looked at in hindsight as like, that was the one?
As the one mistake?
Yeah. If we play it out, like, let's just say the Negadelphia has been out, all falls apart.
Yeah, to me, the mistake, if you're looking for it in hindsight, is definitely going to be the Markelle Fultz.
Okay.
And it'll be twofold. It'll be the fact that you gave up a pick to jump up and get him, and then he was a total non-fit for this group.
I mean, in every way, it turned out to be a non-fit. Yeah. I mean,
and that's saying that he may go on and have a nice career. I don't think I'm ever going to have to hear that he was, a superstar for somebody else.
Yeah, I agree. Real quick question, get your thought on this, and I'll hang up. But
yes.
Redick, where does he rank in the Hornacek Percy Hawkins, the Sixers all time when we're talking outside shot.
Wow.
I'd be interested in hearing that because I'm not even going back as far as
Hersey was darn good. And Hornacek, I loved. Hornacek's better years came after he left us. But statistically, he probably was the same guy here. But, I mean, I just think of him with the Jazz, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And
but I know what you're saying.
Jazz, like, but I also think of the foul line where he always used to, like, what he'd do, yep, the side of his head. Yeah, that's what I think of John.
Like, as a knockdown shooter, and I'd also have to take into the fact, age-wise, I mean, J.J.'s having a career year now at 34.
Yeah.
You know? Wow.
He's been so impressive this year to me, what he's been, or really since he's joined the team.
Yeah.
I've gained 2 years. So much respect for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say this, fit is definitely part of it. I'm going to look up statistically what the other two did, but, and obviously in when you're seeing it right now, my gut would say J.J., because he's so necessary for this group in terms of space and knocking down outside shots and being able to play off Embiid the way he does. But I'm going to bet that Percy Hawkins statistically is going to be pretty impressive. They won't have the three-point shooting, though, that J.J. does.
No, they won't. But Percy, he had a different time.
Yeah, it's a
game, I guess. So.
And it is fun to compare, but they are different. It's like apples and oranges. But it is fun, and I'm glad you brought it up, Ed, because that's some pretty darn good shooting that we're talking about. 610-632-0975. Let's hit Jimmy and Exton. Jimmy, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you again.
Absolutely.
You know, I love the Sixers. I've been a big fan for probably 40 years already. I'm a little concerned with the chemistry. I think everybody wants to be that alpha dog, and I'm just a little bit concerned that, you know, they're really not going to want to, you know, go down to the next guy. They want to be the man. So I've seen JoJo kind of look at Ben and be like, I'm not going to defer to you. I'm the man.
Right. I've seen that very occasionally. I'm hoping, I don't know if you heard me say this. I would look at last night's game and all of them said the right things afterwards, but that's the way they are capable of playing. And that's the best team that they can be when they play like that.
Right, and winning cures everything.
It does. It definitely does.
The other thing is I love Ben, and Ben as a point guard has been wonderful. But it seems like, you know, now Coach needs to get Jimmy the ball as the point guard to keep him more involved. So
I don't mind that, though, because I like I've wanted them to post Ben some more for a while because that's a great advantage.
Sure. Sure, but his activity level is so much more when he's running the point.
Yeah, but you can run the point and just go post a guard and have Butler bring the ball up every now and then.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't want to take the ball out of Ben's hands. I'm just saying the variety seems to me better for him as a player and better for the team in terms of versatility.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, they've got a great team right now. I just hope that everything kind of works out.
Yeah, I hear you. When you have too many chefs in the kitchen is your fear.
Yep, and defense is really important. So if they're listening to Coach Street's defense, then that's great.
Yep.
If they're not, then I'm kind of worried about the coach too.
Well, I hear you on that one, and thank you for the call, Jimmy. I will say this, that if you look at Embiid's defense over the last three, which is they're on a three-game winning streak, and how he has closed out defensively games, and I think everybody follows suit. Jimmy Butler, the same thing. Those two, and Ben, I think you have three elite defenders in those three guys. And to me, they have put a high priority of late on being a strong defensive team. Daryl, Matt, Euro John, we're coming back to you on the other side. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Brian Westbrook.
They have to play better, but he has to do better at helping them.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Stop before you consider an import Armin Chevrolet as due to bank. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company of the past several years, and Armin Chevrolet's reputation for customer service is outstanding. So Armin Chevrolet asks, why wouldn't you consider a new Armin Chevrolet? This month, lease a fun and peppy 2019 Armin Chevrolet Trax for only $139 per month. That's right, only $139 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Trax. Want even more? Lease a 2019 Armin Chevrolet Equinox for only $179 per month. That's right, only $179 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Just arrived, the incredibly stylish all-new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer, starting at only $29,995. The beautiful restyled Blazer is truly impressive. Visit Armin Chevrolet today or go to shoparmin.com 24/7. Chevrolet, find new roads. Tax, tags, and licensing costs are additional. Lease payments are for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Requires $14.95 down payment. First payment due at signing. Lease conquest proof. Bank acquisition fee and A or A1-tier bank approval required. Offers expire 4/1/2019.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano inviting you to join me this Sunday night, 6 p.m. in person at the beautiful Sportsbook Parks Casino, my casino and sportsbook of choice, for a special Bracket Sunday viewing party with my pal Hoops expert Dick Girardi. Join me and Dick Girardi inside the Parks Casino Sportsbook this Sunday night as we break down the brackets, give you all the info you need to lay your tournament action, fill out your brackets. We got you covered. Come see us. Check out the Parks Casino Bet Slip Builder app that makes it so easy to plan all of your sports bets. Yours truly, Dick Girardi, talking tournament hoops, helping you pick the winners. Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Going to be awesome. Must be 21. Call 800-GAMBLE.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings, they're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Businesses are saving with Pico instant lighting discounts, and you can too. Simply choose LED lighting for your business and save instantly at checkout with participating distributors. Did you know that LED lighting can reduce costs, lower maintenance, and last more than 25 times longer than traditional bulbs? And Pico makes it easy for businesses of all sizes to qualify for instant lighting discounts with no paper application required. Take advantage of Pico instant discounts on energy-efficient lighting today. Visit pico.com/instant discounts.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 975thefanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is... is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jimmy Butler with a screen by Joel. Jumps it, throws it to Joe. Embiid down low and dunks it on Sabonis. Well done. Embiid down low left. Good feed by Jimmy, and Joel with a slam dunk.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. So I looked up J.J. Hornacek and Hersey Hawkins. It's really unbelievable how close the statistics were. Hersey actually for his career averaged just under 15 points, shot 39 from three. Hornacek, 14.5, shot 40% from three. And J.J. has the lowest points for his career, just under 13, but highest three-point percentage at 41. And his numbers with the Sixers, like this year, he's averaging 17.6, shooting 39 from three. Tough call, Ed. Tough call. But all three really, really good knockdown shooters. I go to Matt in Downingtown. Matt, thank you for calling 97.5.
Hey, how you doing today, D?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. So, yeah, about the Sixers game, I thought, you know, they got off to a really hot start last night.
They did. I like that.
Yeah, jumping out to that 33-21 lead, you know, in the first quarter. And I thought Simmons and Embiid, they definitely, you know, started strong. And then it was nice to see Jimmy Butler, you know, get involved and really come alive. I thought, you know, he looked like the player that we, you know, we traded for a couple months, you know, back, you know what I mean? And,
I would say statistically, probably his best game because of across the board. 8 for 14, got to the line, 6 of 7 there, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, couple of steals, 1 block. So I would agree with you that that's the guy you thought you were getting. And I think it was some of it has to do with him. Some of it has to do with recognition from his teammates to make sure they're utilizing him. And some of it has to do with the coaches calling different plays now.
Yeah, I guess my biggest concern was, you know, the fact that, again, in the third quarter, we let them tie the game up. And, you know, it seems like that's always our Achilles heel is these third quarters, letting these teams come back in the game where we should just be, you know, continuing to blow them out.
They actually, I mean, they shot 67% from the floor in that third. Harris, who had been horrific in the first half, had 10. That they didn't blow them out. I actually thought their third quarter was pretty good because they won that quarter 37-31. That they let them hang around, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I just like to see them jump out to more, you know, double point leads and just keep those, you know, there's double point leads instead of,
I hear you. And
Beggars will be choosers. It was still a good win.
Yeah. They come in different ways, shapes, and forms. That's what I'll say, Matt. But yes, I know people would like to see, the Sixers put a hammer to people sometimes. I personally thought that their third quarter was an aggressive third quarter, which a lot of times I think in the past they come out lackadaisical. I go to Daryl in Mount Airy. Daryl, I'm so glad you want to talk about Swarthmore because, one, I love that school. Two, they're playing for the championship, Division III championship today.
Hey, D, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just didn't want to let the day go by without giving a mention to that little
absolutely
team in Delaware County.
The Garnet. Absolutely.
Garnet, yeah.
Garnet.
I'm a proud alum.
Oh,
yeah. I just want to wish them the best of luck today.
Yeah, first ever time that they're in the championship, correct?
Yeah, when I first was a freshman in Swarthmore, we had a big celebration when we won one football game. So this is a big change.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if defense wins championships, they might have a championship at the end of the day because they held yesterday's opponent to 32% shooting.
I heard. I didn't get a chance to see the game, but I'm going to try and watch the game today.
It's yeah.
A very exciting time.
You know what, Daryl? Well, tomorrow, you have to, if no matter if they win or lose, you got to call me tomorrow when I'm on, I'm on at noon, and we'll talk a little about Swarthmore.
I'll try and give you a call back then. Thanks
right.
a lot. Thanks
no problem.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Bye,
Daryl.
Bye.
Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Let's go to Lewis in Pensauken. Lewis, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Listen, real quick. Do you know what the Miami Heat's first 18-game record was when they got the big three?
What their record was for the season?
No, for the first 18 games.
Oh, they were like a 500 team. They might have even been below.
They were 10-8.
I knew that. I knew it was a slow start.
And this is what the point I'm making. Has this starting five been together for 18 games yet?
No. 15. And I can tell you the record.
No, the starting five. Because, Joel's been out for eight of them. Has this starting five?
Only
four together.
No, that's like, it's a definite no.
No, here's what I'm saying. People don't understand the NBA basketball game. They don't understand basketball to a certain degree. Continuity and chemistry does not come overnight.
Nope.
It does. And what's more, see, here's the thing. When you integrate role players, it's easier than integrating four
stars,
guys who are used to being the number one options on their team. This team right now, if this starting five comes back next year from a training camp and healthy, they'll probably be like 30-10 the first 40 games.
Sure.
This particular group, because they'll have continuity. Now, I'm hoping and praying that somehow they get it together and kind of develop that, kind of put the process in, and expedite the situation.
Sure.
And get that continuity before the playoffs. And so, therefore, because this team is talented enough to go to the NBA finals.
It is.
Talented enough.
Yep, absolutely.
Talent.
I agree with you. You know what? When you bring that up, Lewis, it reminds me of people hated in the summer of 2000 that the Sixers made no moves, right? And then they come in that fall, they jump out 10-0, right? Yep. And banking wins early is the reason they were the top seed in the Eastern Conference.
Andy, here's real quick.
Yep,
This is what I'm trying to explain to people. Think about this. That big three, Miami, they didn't win the championship the first year.
I know.
A less talented Dallas Mavericks team that was better constructed as far as, chemistry-wise and playing together beat that team.
Yep.
The more talented team. And so, therefore, people want to lay everything on Brett Brown. His job is to put out the plan, the rotation, stuff like that. But ultimately, that chemistry has to
grow.
Formed by the player.
Yep.
And that takes a little time.
Lewis,
so hopefully we have enough time.
Lewis, you are a perfect final caller for my shift today. I thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Dylan, great job behind the glass. Thanks for all the callers. Thanks for sharing part of your Saturday with me. Jamie Lynch is up next. I will be back here tomorrow at noon, and we can discuss again. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.